Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Smith's Ballpark for the Pacific Coast League game between the Reno Aces, AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, and the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, your Salt Lake Bees. Tonight and every Tuesday night is Smith's Family Night. Get four tickets for $20, and regular hot dogs and fountain drinks are 50% off. Compliments of Smith's. Wednesday nights are Dollar Dog Nights, presented by Cypress Credit Union. Come out to each Wednesday night home game and grab a dollar hot dog. Compliments of Cypress Credit Union. September 8th is the next Thirsty Thursday, presented by Budweiser, featuring drinks for just $3. Grab a cold one, and remember, this butt's for you, Todd. Calling all kids, the Bees Kids Club invites kids 12 and under to come onto the field and run the bases after every Saturday night home game. Stay up to date with the Bees and visit slbees.com. Learn about upcoming games, promotions, theme nights, as well as the latest team and player news. slbees.com, your home for Bees baseball. The Bees Team Store is located on the concourse behind home plate, where you'll find a great selection of Bees gear, including hats, jerseys, and souvenirs. Get top quality officially licensed sports merchandise only at the Bees Team Store. Visit the Bohemian Brewery Bullpen located in the left field corner of Smith's Ballpark. In the Bobo Bullpen, you'll find unique food and drink options, including pretzel bun brats, as well as Bohemian Brewery Bees Brew. Bohemian Brewery, proud sponsor of your Salt Lake Bees. Join us for Go Gold Night on Friday, September 23rd, as we unite as a community to do our part to strike out childhood cancer. Visit thehuntsman.org/gogold and donate to Childhood Cancer Research. Huntsman Cancer Institute's mission is to understand cancer from its beginnings, to use that knowledge in the creation and improvement of cancer treatments, to relieve the suffering of cancer patients, and to provide education about cancer risk, prevention, and care. Through your generous donations, you advance the work of Huntsman Cancer Institute. The Salt Lake Bees and Smith's Ballpark are committed to creating a safe and enjoyable sports and entertainment experience. We therefore ask you to refrain from any disruptive behavior, such as obscene gestures, fighting, throwing objects, or attempting to enter the field or interrupt play. We do not permit abusive language, hate speech, racism, sexism, or homophobia. Spectators engaging in such behavior are subject to ejection and other penalties, including a lifetime ban. Please report any violations to the nearest guest services or security staff member. Thank you, and enjoy the game.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games, live or on demand. Top prospects and rising stars give it all they've got on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
Hey, minor league baseball fans, it's time for the Sprouter Challenge. What is the largest joint in the human body? Stomp your feet if it's the hip. Clap your hands if it's the knee. Time's up. The largest joint in the human body is the knee. To learn more, visit MakoSmartRobotics.com.
message from Major League Baseball.
Reno Aces Baseball is on the air. Now let's head to the ballpark with Zach Beirute.
Good evening, everybody, from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City, Utah. Zach Beirute, so glad to have you with us for another edition of Reno Aces Baseball on the radio, where tonight the Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, open a six-game series in Salt Lake City with the Bees, the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. And it's great to have you with us on a hot but really lovely Tuesday night here in the Mountain Time Zone. It's a scorcher out there, triple digits, but just a beautiful night in the Wasatch Valley as we get you ready for the Aces and the Bees, game one of a six-game series and the second-to-last road trip this season for the Aces, which got off to a rocky start this morning. This was a long travel day for the Aces. We might get into that a little bit, but this is going to be an interesting first couple of innings for Reno. These guys are tired, and again, we'll get into it later. But we are here in Salt Lake City, and not a moment too soon for the Aces and the Bees to open this series. The Aces coming off of a tremendous homestand in which they took 4 of 6 from the Las Vegas Aviators. The last two games were just the icing on the cake. The Jake Hager walk-off on Saturday off of Garrett Acton, a two-run homer with the Aces down to their final out. And then in a wild one on Sunday, the Aces were trailing 12-11 and down to their final four outs. And with second and third and two away in the eighth inning, it was Jordan Luplow who had a monster homestand. Luplow, a ground rule double to bring in two runs that would give the Aces a 13-12 lead. And that would go on to be the final score on Sunday as we take it back to it briefly. It was a slugfest early. The Aviators got two runs in the first inning, and the Aces got five in the bottom of the first. And that bottom of the first highlighted by two-run hits off of the bat of Dominic Canzone and Jake Hager, who picked up right where he left off. But Reno had a 5-2 lead after the first inning. The Aviators would cut into it in the second on an error committed by the catcher Jose Herrera. Vegas got a run closer and made it 5-3. And then the Aviators tied it in the third inning on a two-run double by Kevin Smith. So we were tied at 5 at that point. But at the bottom of the third, the Aces got the lead back. They got RBI singles from Dominic Canzone, who went 3-for-3 and reached base all five times he came up. And they got an RBI single from Camden Duzenac. And those two singles gave the Aces a 7-5 advantage. The Bees, though, or the Aviators, I beg your pardon, would take the lead in the top of the fourth inning, getting three runs. RBI knocks from Jordan Diaz and Billy McKinney, and also a sack fly from David McKinnon. So it was 8-7 Vegas, and then the Aces leapfrog back in front with three runs in the bottom of the fourth inning to take a 10-8 lead. The Aces getting an RBI single from Jose Herrera that inning, a run also scored on a double play. And Reno had a 10-8 advantage. The Aviators would tie it in the top of the sixth inning. Again, this is a wild one. A two-out, two-run double by Luis Barrera tied the game at 10. And then the Aviators would take the lead in the seventh inning. Vegas would get two runs. They got a leadoff double from Will Simonite and then an infield single from Mickey McDonald. That put runners in the corners. And then an RBI ground out by Jordan Diaz. And later in the inning with two outs, an RBI single by David McKinnon made it a 12-10 Las Vegas lead. But in the bottom of the eighth inning, the Aces got exactly what they needed, facing Major League rehabber Brent Honeywell with one out. Dominic Canzone walked. Jose Herrera singled. And then Jake Hager, an RBI single. Hager with three more ribbies on Sunday, and that RBI single would make it 12-11. And then after a bunt laid down by Duzenac put runners at second and third with two outs, Jordan Luplow found the gap in right center field, a ball that he hit on the warning track. It bounced up over the fence for a ground rule two-run double to give the Aces a 13-12 lead. And Mitchell Stumpo came on to pitch the ninth inning, and Stumpo now 12 consecutive scoreless innings. He issued a leadoff walk to Jordan Diaz, but then got three straight outs after that. Billy McKinney and Matt Davidson each struck out, and David McKinnon flied to right, and that ended the ballgame. Stumpo notched the save in a game that featured 25 runs, 37 hits combined, and 22 combined runners left on. The Aces defeat the Aviators 13-12. Our final totals on Sunday, the Aces 13 runs, 19 hits, 2 errors. They left 10 stranded. The Aviators 12 runs, 18 hits, 1 error, and they left 12. The winning pitcher, Jeff Bain, now 1-1. The losing pitcher, Brent Honeywell, now 0-1. And Mitchell Stumpo secured his sixth save in a game that took 3 hours and 18 minutes. I believe the longest 9-inning game this season. The paid attendance was 4,093. The paid crowd on Sunday at Greater Nevada Field to wrap up what was a tremendous homestand. Turning the page to this game and this series tonight. It'll be Davis Daniel on the mound for the Bees. Daniel 5-6 with a 5.08 ERA. He'll be opposed by Brandon Fott, and the right-hander has been brilliant, 2-0 with a 3.38 ERA, and Fott facing the Bees for a second time. He shut down Salt Lake on the 20th of August. He limited them to just one hit. He walked two, and he struck out four. So Davis Daniel and Brandon Fott are the starting pitching matchup for tonight's contest. The Aces and Bees play at 5:35 Pacific time through Saturday before we get to day baseball on Sunday. But all these games leading up to Sunday are 5:35 Pacific time. Adam Semenaris tomorrow for Salt Lake. The Aces do not know their starter tomorrow. On Thursday, Dre Jameson and Jake Lee. On Friday, Danny Olivero and Cesar Valdez. And then on Saturday, it'll be Jansen Junk for the Bees. And we do not know for the Aces at this point. And then a matinee on Sunday. It'll be a 12:05 Pacific time start on Sunday. And, of course, we'll have all the action for you here on the Aces digital network. The Bees are taking the field, so let's now turn it over to the public address for the national anthem. And following the anthem, we'll have the starting lineups and the first pitch from Salt Lake City.
And now, please stand as we pause to honor America with the singing of our national anthem, which will be performed this evening by Chase Gibbon.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the
beautiful night in Salt Lake City in the shadow of the Wasatch Mountains. Zach Beirute, so glad to have you with us from Smith's Ballpark for game one of this six-game set. The Reno Aces, the AAA affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, the Salt Lake Bees, the AAA affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels. Let's run down the starting lineups, and we'll start with the visiting Aces as posted by manager Gil Velasquez. Reno comes in first place, and the Aces are leading the Aviators by 9 games, their biggest lead in the West this season. Reno 72-57. Leading off, the right fielder Jordan Luplo, batting second, the second baseman Giancarlo Cintron. Hitting third, the center fielder Dominic Fletcher, the cleanup batter, first baseman Seth Beer. Hitting fifth, the designated hitter Leandro Cedeno, making his AAA debut. We'll talk more about him at 30 home runs with Amarillo. Batting sixth, the third baseman Jake Hager, and rounding out the order for Reno. Batting seventh, the catcher Jose Herrera. Hitting eighth in left field, Camden Duzenac. Batting ninth, and back off the IL shortstop, Cole Tucker. Great to see Cole again. Again for the Aces, Luplo in right, Cintron at second, Fletcher in center. Beer at first, Cedeno the DH, Hager at third, Herrera catching, Duzanak in left, and Tucker the shortstop. The starting nine for the Salt Lake Bees is posted by manager Lou Marson. The Bees come in at 60 and 69. Leading off the shortstop, Jake Palamaki, batting second to third baseman Keen Wong. Hitting third and playing left field, Mickey Moniak on a major league rehab assignment. Hitting cleanup, the second baseman Michael Stefanik, batting fifth in center field, Dylan Thomas. Hitting sixth, the DH, Monte Harrison. And rounding out the order for Salt Lake, batting seventh in right field, Orlando Martinez. Hitting eighth, first baseman Jake Gatewood, batting ninth in catching, Anthony Morine. Again for the Bees, Palamaki at short, Wong at third, Moniak in left, Stefanik at second, Thomas in center, Harrison the DH, Martinez in right, Gatewood at first, and Mulrine the catcher. Brandon Fott starts for the Aces. We'll talk more about him in the bottom of the first. But it's Davis Daniel with our first pitch tonight, and it is at 6:38 p.m. Mountain Time, and it misses for ball one to Jordan Luplo, who's in from the right side. 100 degrees at first pitch, and it is up high, that pitch, two balls and no strikes. Our home plate umpire is Paul Clemens up the first baseline. It's Ben Sontag, and across the way at third, Jonathan Biaretta. The wind and the 2-0, and a swing and a foul back rings off the mask of the catcher, Mulrine. The outfield left to right, Mickey Moniak, Dylan Thomas, and Orlando Martinez. The infield third to first around the horn for the Bees, Keen Wong, Jake Palamaki, Michael Stefanik, and Jake Gatewood. Anthony Mulrine behind the dish, and Davis Daniel, the right-hander out of Auburn University and a native of Montgomery, Alabama, delivers, and it is a strike on the outside. And the count even at two balls and two strikes. For Daniel, he's making his 18th appearance. All have been starts, 79 and two-thirds innings, 67 Ks, 27 walks, and a 5.08 ERA. The pitch is swung on and missed, and a good open for Davis Daniel as he strikes out Jordan Luplo swinging on a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. That is how our ball game begins, with one away. Giancarlo Cintron is coming up. The Bees are wearing their home white pants. They're wearing their gold tops with Bees written in black block letters across the front of the jersey. A black number on the front of the jersey, lower left front of the jersey, and a black number on the back of that gold jersey for the Bees, that black number trimmed in white. An overhead windup, and the pitch is swung on and grounded by Cintron to the shortstop, Palamaki. He has it and throws to first to get Cintron. And that is out number two, and Dominic Fletcher coming up next. The Aces are wearing their traveling gray pants. The Aces wearing the red tops tonight. Reno written in white cursive script across the chest. A blue number trimmed in white on the lower left front of the jersey. A white number trimmed in blue on the back of the red jersey. And the Aces will have their blue cap with the red bill, the letter R on the front of the ball cap with the red diamond inside the letter R, which is white. The center fielder, Thomas, slightly towards left in the wind and the pitch from Daniel. And a swing and a shot to third, caught by Keen Wong. A soft liner the opposite way, and the Aces go 1-2-3 in the top of the first. Nothing across for Reno. And we go to the bottom of the first now at Smith's Ballpark. It's the Aces nothing and the Bees coming up.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
No score. We go to the bottom of the first, and Jake Palamaki gets it started for the Bees at the plate. Palamaki is in from the left side. And Brandon Fato is the slab for the Aces. The defense behind him, the outfield left to right. Camden Duzenak, Dominic Fletcher, Jordan Luplo, the infield third to first. Around the horn, Jake Hager, Cole Tucker, Giancarlo Citron, and Seth Beer. Jose Herrera behind the dish. And that pitch is swung on and fouled back to the left by Palamaki. And it's nothing and one. Brandon Fott on the mound, and Fott, the right-hander out of Bellarmine, looking to continue his AAA success, facing Salt Lake for a second time, a team that he dominated on the 20th of August, as that swung on foul tipped in the mitt of Herrera, and it's nothing and two. Fott making his seventh start for the Aces, a swing and a pop-up that's off to the left and out of play. And his last outing came versus Vegas on the first, and he did not factor into the decision. He went six innings. He allowed one run. It was earned on five hits, three walks, and seven strikeouts. Pitch is swung on and fouled back by Palamaki. No balls and two strikes. The entire infield is in the shade, and the sun is concentrated mostly in left, and right now Camden Duzenak is shielding his eyes from it. Some sun in center and in right also, but a big shadow bank in front of Jordan Luplo in right. Pitch is off the outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. The sun will be tough on Duzenak, tougher on Duzenak than the other outfielders. Fought on the third base side of the rubber, two on either side of second. Over the head windup and the 1-2, and it's swung on and lifted to shallow center field, racing in and playing it on a bounce is Dominic Fletcher. So Jake Palamaki sends a single into center field to open the bottom of the first inning for the Bees. And an early obstacle here for Brandon Fott. One on, and Keen Wong coming up next. Wong in from the left side. He's batting 272, three homers and 44 runs batted in. Here's the pitch, and Wong takes up high, ball one. Palamaki at first base with nobody out. Bottom of the first inning, no score. Palamaki, six steals and nine attempts. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a drive. That is creamed way back there. If it's fair, it's gone. It is a foul ball. And that was maybe the hardest hit ball I've ever seen hit here. But a foul ball. That would go toe-to-toe with Drew Ellis' home run that he hit on opening night last year here at this ballpark. Ellis in his first at bat with the Aces crushed one to straightaway center field. That was right on par up the right field side. Palamaki goes, the pitch swung on and missed. The throwdown is not going to get him because Tucker had the ball pop out of his mitt. And I think a good throw, I mean, I think a tag would have had him. It was a great throw. It'll be a stolen base for Jake Palamaki, and that's his seventh of the season. Again, the throw is right on the money from Herrera, but the ball just squirted out of the glove of Cole Tucker. So Palamaki in scoring position. Center fielder Fletcher slightly towards left. Fott delivers. And that pitch missing up and in a 91-mile-an-hour fastball. Pitches in tight. Three balls and two strikes, so full count here to Keen Wong, and Moniak is on deck. Payoff pitch, and it's swung on and grounded toward the middle, and that's going to get through for a hit, and it'll give the Bees the initial lead as Palamaki's around third. He scores. Back-to-back singles for the Bees, who now lead it 1-0. Palamaki singled, stole second, and Keen Wong drives him in. And it's Salt Lake, a 1-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning. And for Keen Wong, his 45th RBI of the season. So now Mickey Moniak and Moniak, former first overall pick of the Phillies in 2016, and the pitch of the left-handed hitter is swung on and missed, and it's nothing and one. Out of La Costa Canyon High School in Carlsbad, down by San Diego. And Moniak with the Angels has played in five games. He'd been with the Phillies through this season. And five games with the Halos. Pitch is low. Moniak, 286 is average. He has four hits in 14 at-bats, two homers and three runs batted in. With the Phillies this season, he was hitting just 130. Has 52 major league games under his belt. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss. A slider down and in. One ball and two strikes. Moniak rehabbing an injury to his middle left finger. He was squaring to bunt and he got hit on his middle left finger. So that is what the injury is that he's rehabbing. One ball and two strikes. It's his first game on rehab with the Bees. The 1-2 is swung on and popped up toward the left field line. It's a long run for Duzenac in the bright sun, and Duzenac gets there and makes the catch in fair territory. He was in fair territory by about 8 feet or so when he made the catch. And that's the first out of the inning. So one away, and Michael Stefanik is coming up next. Throw to first, and diving back goes Wong. That is Keen Wong's game, 32 steals. He's been caught only five times. And Wong's been successful in his last 12 attempts, and he takes off, and that's going to be his last 13 attempts. The pitch in for a strike, and Fott had no shot as Keen Wong really got himself a huge secondary lead and then took off once he saw Fott to swing his leg, and Jose Herrera had no shot. So that is number 33 for Keen Wong. 13 successful attempts in a row. And that's a sixth straight game with a steal for Keen Wong. Here's the 0-1. And a swing and a rocket. That is fair up the left field line and heads for the corner. Wong will score easily as he's around third. The ball takes an odd carom on Duzenac, but it won't matter in terms of Stefanik going past second base. It was going to be an RBI double anyways, and that's exactly what it is, despite the weird carom and left. Stefanik an RBI double, and the Bees have a 2-0 lead here in the bottom of the first inning. And up comes Dylan Thomas, and Thomas in from the left side. There's going to be a players' meeting here on the mound. Jose Herrera goes out, and Jake Hager also joins the conference, as does Cole Tucker. Getting into the Aces' odyssey today, this was an early morning for the Aces. They had a 6 a.m. flight, and the Reno airport was a zoo this morning. We got there worried that maybe half the team, the guys without TSA pre-check, weren't going to make it on the flight. And then, as it turned out, there was an engine problem with the plane. So we were at the airport this morning in Reno from about 5 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. And for a time, we weren't sure if we were going to get to Salt Lake to play this game tonight. There were all kinds of options being thrown out as the pitch on the way is swung on and missed off speed. And it's nothing in one to Dylan Thomas. Trying to figure out how we were going to get here. It may have been a bus if the airline didn't send another plane to help us out. But the uncertainty combined with everybody being exhausted, just flat out exhausted from the early morning as the pitch has swung on and popped up. This is to left field. Camden Duzenac moving to his right, shielding his eyes with his glove. And Duzenac right on the edge of the sun's shadow line makes the catch. Crowd number two. So both putouts this inning have been Duzenac. So one, two away, Monte Harrison comes up. But anyways, I tell you that story so you kind of understand in what state the Aces are playing this game. They are an exhausted bunch. You know, consider maybe some guys didn't go to bed last night, just considering the early wake-up call, depending on your choice to either try and tough it out and sleep on the plane. And a lot of guys choose to try and take a nap when you get here, because if the flight got off on time, we were going to get here about 8:39 in the morning at the latest, as that pitch is going to miss for ball one, and that gives time to get some sleep and get yourself ready. But everybody's just dog tired on this Aces club, I can tell you that, and it's going to be interesting to see if they gain any kind of juice as this game moves on, as that swung on and missed, and it's 1-1. A lot of times you get your body going, and maybe there's some inertia there once you get moving, but these guys are dog tired. It's going to be a nice night tonight to just hunker down and sleep as long as you can, as the 1-1 pitch is swung on and fouled back, and it's now 1-2. Monte Harrison batting .242, 7 homers, 32 runs batted in. The Bees leading 2-0. One ball and two strikes. Stefanik at second base. Outfield straight up in the 1-2. Is strike three called on the outside corner. So Fott throws him a slider and freezes him, and that's Fott's first strikeout. Some turbulence to start this game for Fott. To three of the first four hitters, he allows a hit, including an RBI single to Keen Wong and an RBI double to Michael Stefanik. Two runs, three hits, no errors, and one man stranded. We've played one inning in Salt Lake City. It's the Bees 2 and the Aces nothing on the Aces Digital Network.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are, or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign-up. Salad Works. Be original.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participate in U.S. locations.
Seth Beer leads it off for the Aces, who trailed 2-0. We go to the top of the second inning. It'll be Beer, Leandro Cedeno in his AAA debut, and Jake Hager. Is that pitch from Davis Daniel is in for a strike. It hits the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Daniel not to the hardest thrower, but locates very well as that swung on and missed. Also mixes his pitches. That was a backdoor slider. The wind and the pitch, and Beer swings and fouls it back. That was a fastball in on the hands, and Beer fouling into the screen. No balls, two strikes, it remains. Pitch and a swing and a line drive into the glove of the leaping second baseman Stefanik, and the shift. Well, that was pretty. Not so pretty for Beer, but Michael Stefanik timed his leap perfectly, and he snagged that in the webbing of his glove. Those are the types of catches you dream about making. Maybe not so much the situation just to lead off the second inning, but timing the leap perfectly and snagging it right in the webbing. That was well done by Stefanik. Off the bat, I thought that ball was destined to fall over his head and in front of Martinez, the right fielder. Instead, a nice leaping catch by Stefanik for out number one. And the first pitch is off speed to Leandro Cedeño, and it misses for ball one. Cedeño making his AAA debut. And the pitch is swung on and lifted down the right field line. It is bending and bending foul into the last section of seats. Cedeño with Amarillo played in 109 games, hit .310 with 30 homers, 93 runs batted in. And here's the 1-1, and it is a strike on the outside, and now 1-2. Cedeño, formerly of the Cardinals organization, he was signed by the D-backs as a free agent prior to this season, as the pitch is off the outside, and it's even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. That pitch is just off the outside. Cedeño with a good take. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cedeño's a big dude, 6'2". Listen to 195. Looks a little heftier than that. 3 balls and 2 strikes in the pitch, and Cedeño takes low, ball four. So Cedeño walks in his first AAA at bat, and Jake Hager comes up next. Hager, after going 0 for 14 to start that series against the Aviators, broke out of it with that dramatic two-run homer in the ninth inning to win it on Saturday night with the Aces down to their final out, and then followed that up on Sunday by going 3 for 5 with 3 runs batted in and a run scored, including a two-run double. And Hager takes up high, ball one, up and in from Davis Daniel. Hager batting .234, 4 homers and 36 runs batted in. The center fielder Dylan Thomas is slightly towards right. 420 to straightaway center, 315 down the lines here at Smith's Ballpark. Here's the pitch, and it is up and outside. And it's 2 balls and no strikes. There's a bit of a triangle down in right field, straightaway right. But again, 422 is straightaway center, and for the most part, a pretty symmetrical ballpark in terms of the dimensions. Also a triangle in right center. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a foul back, and it's 2-1. Jake Hager almost had a sense of relief about him after he hit that home run on Saturday night. And I mentioned after he hit that home run, he has had so many instances this season where just feels like he's been snake-bitten. Hard contact, not being paid off for it. But that home run felt really good for him on Saturdays. There's a swing, and that's driven well to center field. Dylan Thomas is going back into the bright sunshine, and he makes the catch. There's more hard contact for Jake Hager. But out to the deepest part of the ballpark, that triangle in right center. So Hager strikes the ball well, but that's out number two. And now Jose Herrera, the seventh place hitter. Herrera batting .313 in 15 games back from the D-backs, a home run and 7 runs batted in. Jose on Sunday had 3 hits. He also went 3 for 5. All 3 of his hits were singles. He drove in a run and he scored a run. It's 2-0 Salt Lake. At first base is Cedeño, and the pitch is taken for a strike. 2 outs, Cedeño at first. Pitch is in for a strike. No balls, 2 strikes. And with that, they're going to put Keen Wong to the right of second in the shift. So Palamaki, the shortstop, the only B's player on the left side of the infield. Here's the pitch, and it's up high. And it's 1 ball and 2 strikes to Herrera. Game 1 of 6, the final series of the year between Reno and Salt Lake. Pitch is swung on and lifted to deep right field. Going back to his right, Martinez, it's over his head, and one hops the fence. It stays in play. Cedeño hitting third base. He's being sent. He's rumbling toward the plate, and the throw will be a hair late and a feet-first slide by Leandro Cedeño, just rumbling around the bases. Surprised we didn't have an earthquake here. As Jose Herrera doubles him home, And it helped the Aces cause big time there. There were two outs in the inning so that Cedeno could just go on contact. And Herrera blasted that over the head of the right fielder Martinez and one-hopped the fence. And Cedeno chugging for the plate, beating the throw with a feet-first slide. And the Aces get one back. It's 2-1, Salt Lake. And now Camden Dusenak in from the right side. And a pitch is low and outside, ball one. I got to tell you, after the raucous crowds that we've had at Greater Nevada Field, it feels almost eerie being here at Smith's Ballpark. It's not a bad crowd here tonight, but I mean, nothing like the whipped-up frenzy that we had the last two games at home. That was pretty special. That pitch in for a strike, and it's 1-1. Dusenak batting .248, 12 homers and 45 runs batted in. Don't forget about Dusenak's clutch two-out single on Saturday night in the ninth inning to set up that Hager home run. The 1-1 is swung on and missed. Off speed at 80 from Daniel, and it's 1-2. One ball, two strikes. Herrera at second base with two outs. And the pitch is swung on and shot through into right field, and that is a base hit. Herrera being waved around, and he will score easily. And there's some more clutch hitting from Camden Dusenak. A two-out single here, and this ties the game at two, so Reno gets them both right back in the second inning on back-to-back RBI hits with two outs.
Number 33, Cole Tucker.
So we start fresh, 2-2. And here is Cole Tucker. And good to see Tucker back with the Aces after being on the IL as that pitch is in for a strike and it's nothing in one. Tucker batting .229, a home run and nine runs batted in. And he had started to heat up a bit before going on the IL. He'd been down in Arizona, but he had been on the Aces roster. And the pitch to Cole is swung on and a foul tipped off the mitt of Mulrine. And it's nothing in two. Tucker playing in his 25th game with the Aces. He was with the Pirates the start of this season. And DeCole also played four games in the Complex League on his way back. And he went 2-for-12 in that stint in the Complex League. Three to the right of second, including the third baseman, Wong. And now time is called. Daniel goes back to the rosin bag. No balls, two strikes to Tucker. Switch hitter batting left-handed. Tucker, the former 24th overall pick by the Pirates in 2014. And here's the 0-2. Runner bluffs. The pitch is low and in. And Mulrine springs to his feet and looks the runner at first base. Dusenak back to the bag. A 2-2 game. We're in the bottom of the second inning on a beautiful night in Salt Lake City with the Wasatch Mountains crystal clear off in the distance. One ball and two strikes. Daniel the kick and the pitch, and Tucker swings and shoots that one to the left side. It's going to be gloved by Palamaki, the only B on the left side of the infield. He takes it and then throws sidearm to first to get Tucker, and that ends the inning. But the Aces, with one on and two out, get back-to-back two-out hits to drive in runs. The Herrera double and the Dusenak single. Two runs, two hits, no errors, and one left. To the bottom of the second inning, a 2-2 game on the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis, Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin.
Yum.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open a nice cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Bees have Orlando Martinez up to start this bottom of the second inning in a 2-2 game. Three to the right of second in the shift, and Martinez is going to try and bunt. Third base line is what he's aiming for, and he rolls it foul to his manager, Lou Marson. Plays a little hacky sack with the baseball as he collects it. That is not Lou Marson coaching third base, I beg your pardon. That is Ray Olmedo coaching third tonight. Salt Lake's defensive coach. Nothing in one to Orlando Martinez. Again, three to the right of second. It's a big shift with Cintron out in shallow right. A swing and a fly ball to straightaway left. It's going to be Camden Duzenac sizing it up, and Duzenac makes the catch. A couple of pitches and one out for Brandon Fott, who's looking to rebound after allowing two runs in the first inning. And Duzenac's been a busy guy out there. Duz has made three of the four putouts, the other one being a strikeout of Monte Harrison that ended the first inning. Fott gave up two runs on three hits in that first inning. Aces Baseball brought to you in part by your great friends at Greater Nevada Credit Union. How can we help you live greater? In from the right side is Gatewood, and Gatewood takes that pitch for a strike, and it's nothing in one. Gatewood batting .226, 17 homers, 53 runs batted in. The wind and the 0-1, and it is a strike on the outside corner and nothing in two. One out, base is clear. The shift is onto the left side this time, so the second baseman Cintron joining the party on the left side, and Seth Beer is the only Aces player on the right side, and he's even with the bag, well off the line. No balls, two strikes, and the wind and the pitch. And it's a slider away, one ball and two strikes. You can start to make out silhouette of the moon hanging high above the Wasatch Mountains in straightaway center. It's going to be a pretty night tonight. Here's the wind and the 1-2. And a swing and a miss. And a good-looking pitch there from Brandon Fott. A slider down and away. And Gatewood becomes Fott's second strikeout victim with two gone. Here's Anthony Mulrine. Mulrine playing in his ninth game with the Bees, batting .154. He has four hits and 26 official at-bats. No homers and two runs batted in. Pitch is swung on and missed, and it's nothing in one to Mulrine. Mulrine, who was playing with the AA club Rocket City prior to being sent here to Salt Lake, the 0-1, and a swing and a cue shot foul off the first base dugout. Now nothing in two. With the AA club Rocket City, he made 45 appearances, and he hit .160 with a home run and 12 runs batted in. Mulrine did see five games with the Bees last season, so this is not his first time in AAA. The pitch, and a swing and a miss, and Mulrine late on a 93-mile-an-hour heater from Brandon Fott, who punctuates a perfect second inning with back-to-back strikeouts. Nothing across for the Bees in the second. We go to the third. It remains 2-2. Reno and Salt Lake on the Aces Digital Network.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Wake up each morning to the Desert Sun. Desert Sun Bagel Company.
Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world, and we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily, open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
Jordan Luplo leads it off for Reno. We go to the top of the third inning in a 2-2 game. Zach Beirutti, glad to have you with us on the road here in SLC. Luplo, Giancarlo Cintron, and Dominic Fletcher scheduled here in the third, and that pitch in for a strike from Davis Daniel. It's nothing in one. Daniel had some two-out trouble in the second inning. After he issued a one-out walk to Cedeno, Cedeno is at first base with two away. His pitch is swung on and looped toward left center field, and Luplo loops his first hit of the game. He's 1-for-2 to left center. Didn't really get all that much of the bat on it, but got enough to send it just softly floating into left center field. That was a slider moving away, and Luplo just got enough of the bat to pull it for a base hit, a leadoff single here in the third. But with Cedeno at first last inning and two outs, Jose Herrera a two-out double, followed by an RBI single from Camden Duzenac. So that's how the Aces pulled even after falling behind 2-0. Second baseman Stefanik shaded toward the middle, and Cintron showing a bunt, pulls it back and takes a strike called. And it's nothing in one to Cintron, who grounded to short his only other time up. The center fielder Thomas slightly towards right. Second baseman Stefanik shaded toward the middle, and the first baseman Gatewood is holding Luplo. The third baseman Wong is about three quarters of the way back. The 0-1, and it's bunted, and a foul ball. It was tough to tell from our vantage point if that ball ever got out in front of home plate. I don't think it ever did. Mulrine pounced on it, but did not make it into fair territory. Well, Cintron almost touched that ball when he was out of the box, but it was not in fair territory. Fortunately for him, otherwise he would have been out. Here's the 0-2. And a slider away. One ball and two strikes to Cintron, to be followed by Dominic Fletcher with Luplo at first base, again being held by Jake Gatewood. Here's the 1-2. And a swing and a flare. Shallow left field, Moniak coming in, and he will stay upright, and the ball skips by him for a moment, but Luplo will hold at second base, and Giancarlo Cintron loops a single into left. And the Aces are getting set up here in the third inning. First and second, nobody out. And Dominic Fletcher coming up, and Fletcher lined out to the third baseman Wong, his only other trip. So the Aces have four hits now. They've out-hit Salt Lake 4-3 in a 2-2 game, top of the third. Luplo at second, Cintron at first, and the pitch is bunted by Fletcher, but foul. Fletcher trying to ambush the defense with a bunt there. He didn't show it really ever. The pitch was being delivered, and Fletcher just tried to sneak that bunt down, thinking at the very worst, maybe he collects a sacrifice, and at best, maybe he can find an angle to get himself a hit on a bunt. But a foul ball, so it's nothing and one. The 0-1, and Fletcher swings and misses. Off speed there from Davis Daniels. 73 mile an hour breaker. And it's nothing in two. Here's the 0-2, and a swing and a fly ball lifted to left. Moniak moving to his right, and Moniak toward the corner makes the catch, and there'll be no opportunity for the runners to tag in advance. So Fletcher is out number one.
First baseman, number 35.
And Seth Beer coming up next. Beer almost got himself a hit. His last time up, he tried to line one over the head of the second baseman, Stefanik, who was playing in the shift, and Stefanik had a brilliant leaping catch. So one away, and Beer, who, again, is 0-for-1 with Luplo at second and Cintron at first. Daniel on the first base side of the rubber, and the pitch is swung on and fouled back for strike one. For injured bones, joints, and muscles, skip the ER and head for Rock Express as the region's only physician-staffed walk-in orthopedic clinic. Rock Express provides expert care that's faster and more affordable than the ER. Visit renoortho.com. 2-1, one out, a 2-2 game, top of the third. Davis Daniel on the first base side of the rubber delivers, and Beer takes in the dirt, and it's stopped by Mulrine. It's one ball and one strike. Davis Daniel has been pitching well of late. Daniel had his lunch handed to him by the River Cats on August the 9th. He gave up 9 runs in 2 2/3 innings, but since then, he has really been spectacular. One of those starts came at Reno, the start following that Sacramento game, and he went 6 innings. He allowed just 1 run on 3 hits, 1 earned run, that is, on 3 hits. It's now the catcher, Mulrine's going to go out and have a chat. Followed that up here versus Tacoma on the 23rd of August. Gave up 2 runs on 4 hits in 5 innings, and then he really shoved his last time out at El Paso on the 30th. 7 scoreless, gave up just 2 hits, 1 walk to 7 strikeouts. So only 3 earned runs allowed his last 18 innings coming into this one. As that swung on and pulled to the right side, could be 2. It's taken by Stefanik, spins to Palamaki for 1. Throw to first for 2, and a double play gets Davis Daniel out of it in the third inning. 4-6-3 on that double play, and the Aces, who had such a promising start, back-to-back singles come up empty. No runs, 2 hits, no errors after that, 1 left. And at the bottom of the third, it's 2-2, the Aces and the Bees from Salt Lake on the Aces Digital Network.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with 2 locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Oh, when the sun beats down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof.
Jake Palamaki leads it off for the Bees as we go to the top of the third inning. Palamaki, Wong, and Moniak to face Brandon Fott, who had a 1-2-3 second. And Fott enters this inning having retired 5 in a row. And the pitch is swung on in line to right field, and that stretch is about to come to an end as that's going to get down and be extra bases for Palamaki. He's into second base, and he has a stand-up double on the first pitch of the inning. So Palamaki yanking one into right. That was a fastball. I got a good chunk of the plate, middle end. And Palamaki's two for two, a single in the first and a double to begin the third. And now the Island Vibes with Keen Wong coming to the plate. Wong, the native of Hilo, Hawaii, left-handed hitter, and he takes outside ball one. Center fielder Fletcher slightly towards left. The corner infielders are pinched in. The middle infielders are pushed back. Fought a letter high set and the 1-0. And that one right down the middle for a strike, and it's 1-1. Well, if there's one thing we know about Brandon Fought, he has never rattled. Gave up those two runs out of the gate in the first inning. Came into this inning having retired five in a row. And now let's see if he can work around the leadoff double by Palamaki. The pitch swung on and missed. 80-mile-an-hour slider there, and a big swing and a miss by Wong. He guessed wrong there, and it's 1-2. One ball and two strikes. And here's the pitch. And a slider, strike three called. What a pitch by Fott. 79-mile-an-hour slider, and you can see the sharp bend in it from here. Right over the heart of the plate. So Wong is down looking, and for Fott, that's his fourth strikeout. And Mickey Moniak coming up next. His first at bat on rehab, he flied to left. That was the first out of the first inning. Here's the pitch, and Moniak swings and pulls it to the right side. Backhanded by Cintron. Has time to plant, and he throws to first to get Moniak for out number two. Up to third base goes Palamaki. But now two away, and Michael Stefanik is headed to the batter's box. Aces fans need a better banking experience. We're a financial institution for the people of Nevada, by the people of Nevada. As a not-for-profit credit union, our bottom line measurement of success and motivation is you. Find out what we can do for you at gncu.org. Zach Beirutti, glad to have you with us. Game one of six from Salt Lake. And Stefanik had an RBI double his first time up, has Palamaki at third with two outs, and that pitch is low, ball one, in a 2-2 game. Here's the 1-0, and that one is a strike on the outside corner, and make it 1-1. It's a balanced infield, two on either side of second. The center fielder Fletcher slightly towards left. There's a splotch of sun on the center field fence right on the 420-foot sign. But that's the only spot where the sun is left. A swing and a flare that's down the right field line. It kicks up chalk. It's a fair ball. Stefanik with a two-out RBI double is into second. And the Bees with a 3-2 lead. That was on a 1-1 pitch. And that was just flared toward the right field line, and it sat right on the chalk. So Stefanik with his second RBI double in as many at-bats. Clear to see, kicked up that chalk down the line. So a moment of deflation for Brandon Fott after nearly pitching around the leadoff double by Palamaki. He surrenders a two-out double to Stefanik. And that leadoff double has blossomed into a run now. That pitch in for a strike to Dylan Thomas. And it's nothing in one. Thomas in from the left side. Fly to left is only other time up. Pitch is very high. And it's one ball and one strike to Thomas. With Monte Harrison on deck, Stefanik at second base with two outs. Pitch is taken for a strike on the outside. One ball, two strikes to Dylan Thomas. Fought's 1-2. And a swing and a fly ball to right. Fairly deep, but playable for Luplo, who glides to his left. And Luplo makes the catch that ends the inning. But the Bees do get a run to break the 2-2 tie on a two-out RBI double by Michael Stefanik. One run, two hits, no errors, and one man stranded. And now to the middle innings we go, on to the top of the fourth. It's the Bees 3 and the Aces 2 on the Aces Digital Network.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Chop Stop for fully customized chop salads, delicious, nutritious, and fast. Now serving coffee drinks, including lattes, cappuccinos, mochas, Americanos, hot chocolate, and teas. As a coffee introduction special, until June 1st, take 15% off your entire in-store or drive-thru order before 10:30 a.m. Swing by our drive-thru for that morning cup of joe and tack on a delicious chop for lunch. Try our new hot-selling Chop Lobster. Open daily 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. Chop Stop. Fuel your body.
Ladies and gentlemen, Japan is now in Reno.
Well, kind of. Teriyaki Madness brings huge bowls of delicious teriyaki to the Summit Shopping Center. Stop in and customize your perfect bowl with all-natural ingredients like marinated fire-grilled chicken, sauces made in-house, and loads of fresh veggies. It's all prepared fresh just for you. It's cheaper than a flight to Tokyo, and you'll be home in time for Jeopardy! Teriyaki Madness, east of 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center, right across from the mall. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this!
Leandro Cedeno is in from the right side, and Cedeno will swing in the first pitch, a mighty hack. But he misses a 90-mile-an-hour fastball from Daniel, who elevated that pitch. And it's nothing in one. Cedeno, again, making his AAA debut, walked and scored in his first AAA at-bat as that swung on and fouled back. And it's nothing in two. Center fielder Thomas is playing him slightly towards right. Two on either side of second. It's a balanced infield. Cedeno back in the box, and he angles to where he's facing the pitcher as he stands in his stance. That pitch is outside, and it's one ball and two strikes. Cedeno stands at an angle where he kind of looks at the infield. Here's the 1-2 and a swing and a foul back to the right. Stays one ball and two strikes to Cedeno to be followed by Jake Hager and Jose Herrera. See what kind of juice the Aces have left after this arduous day to get here to Salt Lake. Again, all the travel issues. The 1-2 is swung on and chopped up the third baseline, backhanded by Wong. He gathers and throws to first just in time to get Cedeno by half a step. Cedeno was hustling up the line. That was a slower developing play, and Wong was straddling foul territory when he made that throw, and by half a step, Cedeno is retired. So he is now 0-for-1. And Jake Hager coming up next. Mentioned it earlier, the Aces have to be a tired bunch. If you did sleep last night, if you're on this Aces team, as the pitch is swung on and chopped to third, it's going to be gloved by Wong, moving to his left. Does a pirouette, perfect throw to first to get Hager for out number two. So quickly, two up, two down on putouts by Keen Wong and now Jose Herrera. But if you did sleep, you're up at 3 in the morning. And then again, the waiting at the airport with the plane issue. And so, you know, you woke up at 3 in the morning thinking, yeah, I'll be, you know, napping maybe in 5-6 hours when we get to Salt Lake City. Well, that didn't happen. Or you'd be napping on the plane. Pitch is a strike on the outside, and it's nothing in one. Again, we didn't get out of Reno until about 12:30 Pacific time, which meant that once we got here, we had time to get our bags to the hotel and then come right over, and the Aces did not to do any work on the field prior to today's game. That pitch is low, and it's 1-1. They were still going to do some work up until a certain point, you know, obviously with leaving Reno so late. You know, had we left Reno, say, by 10 o'clock, we'd probably still do some work on the field. A swing and a little looper shallow center and a base hit. And that was a broken bat single by Herrera. He saw a chunk come out of the bat. So Jose Herrera 2-for-2, and Camden Duzenac comes up next. And the Aces will try for another two-out push here in the fourth inning. But this became a total show-and-go, so the Aces players have to be just dragging right now. Duzenac in from the right side. The second baseman, Stefanik, shaded toward the middle, and the pitch is bunted third base side, but foul. Duzenac did not angle the bat properly there, and that ball got into third base foul territory. Where it's picked up by Mark Reed. Nice to have Reeder back. He was out roving in the organization, so he was not there the last part of the homestand. There's the 0-1, and a swing and a fly ball looped toward the seats and out of play off the netting in front of the seats back of the Salt Lake bullpen. No balls, two strikes to Duzenac. And now time is called. Duzenac asking for a moment. Davis Daniel goes to the rosin bag and takes a stroll onto the grass behind the pitcher's mound. No balls, two strikes. And the pitch. And a swing and a pop-up. This is shallow left field going out as Palamaki. Coming in is Moniak, and it's going to be Palamaki, the shortstop, making the catch in shallow left, and that ends the inning. No runs, a hit, no errors, and a man left. To the bottom of the fourth, the Bees 3, the Aces 2 on the Aces Digital Network.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night's stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Monte Harrison leads it off for the Bees. Bottom of the fourth inning. Salt Lake leading Reno 3-2. Zach Beirutti, glad to have you with us on the Aces Digital Network. Glad we made it here to Salt Lake. For a little while, we weren't sure as that pitch is inside ball one to Harrison, who struck out looking his first time up. He'll be followed by Orlando Martinez and Jake Gatewood. Over-the-head windup employed by Fott, and the pitch is a slider for a strike. Good pitch. One ball and one strike. fought out of Division II. Bellarmine brings his 1-1 and a swing and a line drive. Shallow center field coming in, and unable to get there is Dominic Fletcher. And that's a base hit. There have been a couple of hits that have dropped right in front of Fletcher tonight. Got to be frustrating for a guy like Dominic Fletcher, who seems to get to everything. And tonight, there have been two that have dropped just out of his range. So leadoff man is aboard for the Bees. That's the third time in four innings they've had the leadoff man reach. And Orlando Martinez comes up next. Third baseman Hager tight to the infield grass. Three to the right of second. And Fott kicks his leg and delivers, and it's low and inside. Oh, called strike. Never mind. It's nothing in one. Hawkeye had that slider as a strike. The 1-0 is outside, and now two balls and no strikes to Martinez with Gatewood to follow. Brandon Fott out of Trinity High School in Louisville. Throw to first, and diving back goes Harrison. Monte Harrison, 20 steals. He has been caught only three times. Second most steals on the team to Connor Wong, or Keen Wong. And Wong has 33, including one tonight, a swing and a miss. The count now 1-2, 91 on the fastball. Yeah, Wong stole in the first inning, making it the sixth consecutive game for Keen Wong with a steal. One ball and two strikes. The pitch, runner goes, and a swing and a miss. The throw down will not be in time, just a hair late. So Martinez down on strikes. A stolen base, though, for Harrison, his 21st. And that was a great throw by Herrera, but Harrison just a good feet first slide after the good jump, obviously. And for Brandon Fott, that's his fifth strikeout, and Jake Gatewood is in from the right side. Gatewood struck out swinging his only other time up. The kick and the pitch, and Gatewood takes a strike. The Aces once again taking the field as Los Corazones de Reno is part of MILB's Copa de la Diversión September 15th and 16th. They'll take on the River Cats at Greater Nevada Field next homestand next week. Don't miss out on the fun and get your tickets at RenoAces.com. That pitch is slider away. And a good take there by Gatewood, who checked his swing. One ball and one strike. The Aces' magic number to clinch a playoff berth and clinch the West title is 13 games coming into tonight. So any combination of the Aces wins or Vegas losses equaling 13 punches the Aces ticket to Vegas the end of this month as that pitch is off the outside. And it's two balls and one strike. And we'll see if maybe that clincher is next week at home. So keep an eye on that if you want to be there for the party. As that swung on and missed and heading to third base without a throw is Harrison. I think either Herrera thought better about hazarding the throw down there, or maybe he couldn't secure it in his throwing hand. But either way, Monte Harrison has gotten himself to third base with only one out. Two balls and two strikes. Fott would love a strikeout here, and now the infield comes in. The 2-2, and it is strike three called on the outside corner, so the infield only has to come in for one pitch, a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. Located beautifully on the outside edge. So a strikeout in what became a key spot for Brandon Fott after Harrison stole second and then stole third. And with two away, Anthony Mulrine, who struck out swinging his only other time up. Outfield straight away, two on either side of second and the pitch. And it is taken low, ball one. Mulrine batting with the Bees leading 3-2 with a runner at third base, Monte Harrison, and two outs now in the bottom of the fourth inning. The pitch and a swing and a miss. A slider away, and Mulrine got down on one knee. The The 1-1 is swung on and looped into left field and a base hit. 83-mile-an-hour slider from Fought, and Mulrine delivers with two outs here in the bottom of the fourth inning, and he widens the Salt Lake lead. It's now 4-2 Bees. That was a slider away, and Mulrine got enough of the bat head out there to send that into left field. So another two-out run for Salt Lake. Pitch is in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. The Bees have scored their last two runs with two outs. Of course, the speed of Monte Harrison helping to set that one up. Harrison stealing second and then stealing third. Pitch is swung on and fouled back, and it's nothing and two to Palamaki. The third time that Fought is facing Palamaki at the top of the order. The 0-2 is outside, one ball and two strikes. The 1-2, and a swing and a foul ball lifted off to the left and out of play into the seats. As the sky darkens here in Salt Lake, that moon becomes more defined that's hanging over the Wasatch Mountains. Silver moon above those peaks is a pretty sight. One ball, two strikes, and the pitch. And a swing and a line drive right field. That'll be a base hit. At second base, Mulrine, he'll hold there. And it's back-to-back two-out singles. Mulrine and Palamaki. And Palamaki's 3-for-3. And now Keen Wong, who's 1-for-2. So Wong is 1-for-2. He had an RBI single in the first inning. He struck out looking his last time up. And the pitch is taken up high, ball one. Four runs, eight hits for the Bees. Two runs, five hits for the Aces. Neither team has committed an error. The 1-0. And that is just off the outside. Two balls and no strikes to the left-handed hitting Wong. Fought's 2-0, and Wong swings and misses. Good slider. And Wong was out in front. He was, I think, thirsty for a 2-0 fastball. And he got a slider instead. It's 2-1. And it's low and inside. Three balls and a strike. Fought has not issued a walk to this point. He's given up a good number of hits. Eight hits allowed, but has not issued a walk. And a swing and a ground ball sharply struck. But it's going to hit off the sidewall and to carry him down to the Bees bullpen down right field foul territory. And a swing and a miss, and Fott strikes him out, a 90-mile-an-hour pitch. And Wong, a strikeout victim for a second straight time. Fought strikes out three in the inning. He has seven Ks, but he also gives up three hits and another run. One run, three hits, no errors, and two lefts. And to the top of the fifth inning, the Bees 4, the Aces 2 on the Aces Digital Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
Cole Tucker swings at a first pitch fastball from Davis Daniel to begin the fifth and fouls it back for strike one. Daniel will complete his second journey through the order once he faces Tucker here for a second time. That pitch is low and it's one ball and one strike. Zach Beirutti, glad to have you with us from Salt Lake City. Beautiful night in Utah as the temperature's cool. Started at 100 degrees at first pitch. Here's the wind and the 1-1, a swing and a bouncer foul through the first base coach's box. And now 1-2. Let's see, we got to 95 now. It's going to get down to 73 tonight. That'll be nice. Tomorrow it's supposed to be a -104, though. Here's the wind and the 1-2. And Tucker swings and shoots one to the right side and caught with a backhand by Jake Gatewood, the first baseman. That was a sinking line drive. And Gatewood with a backhand stab. And that is out number one. And Tucker is 0-2 in his return to the Aces lineup. And out of the top of the order, and Jordan Luplo. Fans get to the park early on Saturday, September 17th. That's a week from this Saturday. It's our Aces t-shirt giveaway. Presented by T-Mobile. Don't miss out on the final giveaway of the 2022 season. Limited quantities are available. RenoAces.com for tickets. That's lined foul toward the Reno bullpen to the left of the chalk line, and it's strike one on Luplo, who's 1-2. Luplo a single his last time up. He struck out swinging his first time. Pitch is swung on and skied up into the twilight. Shallow left field, Moniak is there, and Moniak makes the catch. Skipping to his left for out number two. So a high, towering fly ball. Caught by the left fielder and had no problem with the twilight and the light. So with two away, Giancarlo Cintron, who's 1-2. Cintron looped a single to left his last time up. Davis Daniel has done good work. Daniel ran into some two-out turbulence in the second inning. He gave up back-to-back two-out hits to produce the Aces. Only two runs at this point, a Jose Herrera double and a Camden Dusenak single to drive in runs. The pitch is taken in tight, ball one. There was also a walk that inning. Leandro Cedeno drew a one-out walk, and then with two outs, Herrera doubled, followed by the Dusenak single. That's how the Aces have their two runs. They trail 4-2, though, as that pitch is low. And it's two balls and no strikes to John Carlos. Pitch and a swing and a ground ball to the left side is going to be taken by Palamaki, moving to his left, and he throws to first to get Cintron, and that ends a 1-2-3 inning. That is the second clean inning worked by Davis Daniel, the other one being the first, and nothing across for Reno in the fifth. We go to the home half. It's 4-2 Salt Lake on the Aces Digital Network.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It could be tough. But spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participating U.S. locations.
You know Red Robin as the home of 25 gourmet burgers and free refills of bottomless fries. And now for premium Donato's Pizza. Every Donato's Pizza is made fresh to order and loaded edge to edge with toppings, like the large signature pepperoni topped with 100 mouth-watering pepperonis. Go ahead, count them. Whatever you and your crew are craving, Red Robin has you covered. With gourmet burgers, bottomless fries, and Donato's Pizza. Dine in, to go, or delivery. Now, sing it with me.
Red Robin. Yum.
Mickey Moniak leads it off for the Bees to the bottom of the fifth inning. Moniak on his first game in rehab is 0 for 2. Has fly to left and grounded to second. Three to the right of second, fought the over-the-head windup in the pitch, and it's taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. 4 runs, 8 hits for Salt Lake. 2 runs, 5 hits for Reno. And neither team has committed an error. It's Tucker, the shortstop, to the right of second. The third baseman, Hager, playing the shortstop spot. And the pitch swung on and missed. It was a slow pitch from Fott, 79, and Moniak could have swung twice at it. That's how far out in front he was. No balls and 2 strikes to Moniak, to be followed by Stefanik and Thomas. The wind and the 0-2, and it is swung on and pulled to the right side. It's going to be taken with a backhand by Beer. He'll underhand to Fott, covering the bag. And a 3-1 putout opens the bottom of the fifth, and with one away, Stefanik is coming up next. Fan Appreciation Day, presented by Greater Nevada Credit Union, will be on Sunday, September 18th. Join us for a celebration of you, the Ace Ball fan. Some of the festivities include an Aces pint glass giveaway while supplies last, dollar hot dogs, and a 10th anniversary celebration of our 2012 AAA National Championship team. That's going to be a lot of fun. For tickets, RenoAces.com. As the pitch swung on and lined pretty well to center field, but Dominic Fletcher at the appropriate depth. He makes the catch for out number two. And Stefanik is retired for the first time. He is now 2 for 3, and Dylan Thomas coming up, and Fott is on the precipice of his second perfect inning if he can get Thomas, who's flied out twice, once to left and once to right. There's the pitch, and a swing and a miss. And nothing in 184 on that hard slider from Fott. The wind and the 0-1. And a swing and a foul tip at the plate, and it is nothing in 2. I think maybe the backswing got a little piece of Herrera's mask, and Dylan Thomas turned around and gave him a hug. Yeah, it was a little tap on the backswing. And Dylan Thomas and Jose Herrera with a brief embrace. Here's the 0-2. And a swing and a miss. And that'll make Herrera feel better, as Thomas a half-hearted wave on a fastball that Fott ran up high. So Fott punctuates his second 1-2-3 inning with his 8th strikeout of the night. And nothing across for the Bees in the 5th. We move along to the 6th, where the Bees lead the Aces 4-2 on the Aces Digital Network.
For 30 years, Camelot Party Rentals has offered the largest selection of tents, linens, tables, chairs, and wedding rentals, and is the largest party rentals provider in Reno, Lake Tahoe, and Northern Nevada. Camelot Party Rentals has event specialists that will help you create any event, big or small. Visit their showroom, where you can see firsthand all they have to offer for your special event. Go to CamelotPartyRentals.com. That's CamelotPartyRentals.com. Open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5.
Wake up each morning to the desert sun,
Desert Sun Bagel Company. Desert Sun Bagel Company uses only fresh, locally sourced ingredients. Our bagels are baked to perfection daily, coffee from Blind Dog Roasters is always freshly brewed, and your selection is grilled to order, never microwaved. Visit us at 495 Morrill Avenue, just off 4th Street, or place your online order at DesertSunBagels.com.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at PizzeriaLupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
To Salt Lake as we go to the top of the sixth, and the first pitch to Dominic Fletcher is bounced foul. First base side, and it's nothing and one to Fletcher. He'll be followed by Seth Beer and Leandro Cedeno. 3-4-5 over the head windup, and a pitch from Davis Daniel. And Fletcher fouls it at the plate. Just kind of deadens in front of Mulrine, the catcher, and it's nothing and two. Davis Daniel coming off a 1-2-3 fifth, and he's retired four in a row coming into this frame. The pitch is swung on and missed. That was a check swing by Fletcher, but he went around. He more or less corkscrewed himself in the batter's box.
First baseman, number 235.
So there is a strikeout for Davis Daniel. And that's just his second one. That's his first one since he got the first batter of the game, Luplo. Strikeout's not been the weapon of choice tonight for Davis Daniel. The double play has been one of those weapons, and Beer hit into that in the third as that pitch in for a strike, and it's nothing and one. The Aces started the third with back-to-back singles, but then Fletcher flied to left, and Beer hit into an inning-ending 4-6-3 twin killing. The 0-1 is outside, and it's one ball and one strike. The second baseman, Stefanik, is playing the grass in short right in the shift. Palamaki, the shortstop, over to his left toward the right of second as that pitch is fouled at the plate. And it's one ball and two strikes. Actually, check that. That's Keen Wong playing to the right of second. Palamaki is the Salt Lake player that's on the left side of the infield. Palamaki's playing the shortstop spot. And the last line of defense on the left side. Again, they have the shift on. The 1-2, and Beer looks at one in tight, and it's two balls and two strikes. B's leading 4-2 here in the top of the sixth. The wind and the 2-2. And it's a changeup floating high and wide. Now full count. The wind and the 3-2. And a swing and a fly ball left field. This is right at Moniak. And Moniak makes the catch for the second out. So two up, two down, and Leandro Cedeno, who's 0-for-1. Cedeno has walked and scored. He's also grounded a third. Cedeno in from the right side, looking for his first AAA hit, and a pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one, a 90-mile-an-hour fastball. Two on either side of second. The second baseman, Stefanik, is shaded toward the middle. The center fielder, Thomas, slightly towards right. The 0-1, and Cedeno swings and misses a mighty rip at a 79-mile-an-hour off-speed pitch, and it's nothing and two. The stadium lights just having an effect now as day continues to fade into a Salt Lake City night. The 0-2 is swung on and fouled back, and it stays nothing and two on Cedeno. Cedeno, a native of Venezuela, Guatire Venezuela. Originally signed by the Cardinals in 2014, as both parties will get reset here. There's the wind in the 0-2, and Cedeño takes outside, one ball and two strikes. Last season in the Cardinals chain, Cedeño played for both Peoria and Springfield. Peoria, the high A club, played in 77 games and 261, had 9 homers, 44 ribbies, and then finished the year with double A Springfield as the pitch is up and away, and it's 2-2. As Springfield played in 19 games and 257, 4 homers and 13 runs batted in. The 2-2, and Cedeño takes just a bit low. And a full count with two outs and the bases clear. Cedeño's the only guy that Daniel has walked. 3-2 is swung on and fouled back. Slider that time from Daniel. The wind in the 3-2, and it is strike three called. Well-located pitch, 89 miles an hour there from Davis Daniel, but it was right on the outside edge. And Davis Daniel bookends another perfect inning with strikeouts. That's his third one of those. Both perfect inning and strikeouts. No runs, hits, errors, and none left. And we go to the bottom of the sixth. And it's Salt Lake 4, Reno 2 on the Aces Digital Network.
Listen up, everyone. You may be feeding your ears with baseball right now, but don't neglect your face. That's right. Your face needs to eat, too. Teriyaki Madness specializes in feeding your face with big heaping bowls of fresh veggies, meats, rice, and more. You're going to love their spicy chicken over rice with stir-fry veggies. Stop by and explore the huge menu of addicting combinations at Teriyaki Madness off 580 at Mount Rose Highway in the Summit Shopping Center. Teriyaki Madness. You gotta have this.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions may apply.
To get your tickets and perks, visit renoaces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at renoaces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Blake Workman, the new pitcher for the Aces. And Workman takes over here in the sixth. And Brandon Fott went 5. Fott finishes his outing having retired his last 4. And he collected 8 strikeouts in 5 innings, but he'll need the offense to help him off the hook. And if they can, it would be his first AAA loss. As Workman, the right-hander, deals, and it is in for a strike. Nothing in 1 to Monte Harrison, who is 1-for-2. So Fott goes 5 innings. He gave up 4 runs. They were all earned on 8 hits. Pitch is low and outside, and it's 1-1. Fott did not issue a walk, and again, he struck out 8. Workman deals, and a swing and a chop toward the middle. It's going to be underneath the glove of Cole Tucker. Tucker ranging to his left. And now heading for second base is Harrison. The throw in will not be in time. Cintron was there to apply the tag. I think maybe the ball got out of the glove of Cintron. And maybe we'll get another look. It was on the backside of the play. So it's tough for me to see. And they're going to show us a replay. We'll see if we can get an angle and see. Because I thought that throw may have beaten him. And no, it was just a late tag. Cintron had the ball in his glove. And that'll be a double for Monte Harrison. He had to hustle for it. Well, Tucker was ranging to his left. If you ask Cole, he'll probably tell you he should have had that, but that is not an easy play. Keep in mind, you're trying to lunge down while you're running to your left as that pitch is swung on and missed, and it's nothing in one. You try and do that. These guys make it look easy, and Cole had a range to his left. Not a ton, but enough to where it became a tougher play. Here's the 0-1, and a swing and a line drive left center field. That's going to be a base hit. It's trying to shoot the alley, and it does. It's going to be an easy run as Harrison scores. Martinez at second base, and he'll hold there with an RBI double. Right up into the alley in left center field, Orlando Martinez makes it back-to-back doubles for the Bees, who now have a 5-2 lead. Solid contact and line right up into the alley in left center. That's five doubles of the 10 Salt Lake hits. Half of them have been doubles. And in from the right side, Jake Gatewood, who has struck out twice, and the pitch is swung on and missed. Now a throw down to second by Herrera to check in on Martinez. The throw kind of sailed to the right side, and it was taken by Cintron, and getting back to the bag, Martinez. The 0-1 is swung on and fouled back, and it's nothing in two. Workman is 3-0 with a 5-1-1 ERA. This is 22nd appearance, his 21st in relief. In 24 and two-thirds innings, he has allowed 16 earned runs on 34 hits, 7 walks, 27 strikeouts for Blake Workman. That pitch is low. And it's one ball and two strikes to Gatewood. A run in, a runner at second base, and nobody out. In the bottom of the sixth inning, Salt Lake leading 5-2. They've now doubled up the aces in the hit column, 10-5. Here's the 1-2, and it is just off the outside. Workman did not miss by much with a 92-mile-an-hour fastball. It's 2-2. Pitch is low and outside, and it's a full count, 3-2. This game number 130 on the night, or on the season. Pitch is swung on and fouled back. Some of these guys might feel like they played 130 games tonight with how their bodies feel after a rugged day. But this is game number 130 on the season. Coming down the home stretch. 20 left after tonight. 3-2 and a swing and a foul off to the right. And, of course, the Aces are hoping that there are 22 left after tonight. First order of business is to get into that tournament in Vegas. Aces are 9 games up on the Aviators with the 21 left to play, including tonight. 3-2, and a swing and a miss, and down on strikes for a third time goes Gatewood. And the first out recorded by Blake Workman is a strikeout at the expense of Gatewood, and with one down, Anthony Mulrine coming up next. Aceball fans, join us every Thursday for our Coors Light Thirsty Thursday, presented by 104.5 Reno's Rock Station. Ice-cold Coors Light draft for $2, or an ice-cold Ace Ball Ale for $4. And get your tickets at renoaces.com as that misses outside ball one. There's only one Thirsty Thursday left, and you guessed it. It's a week from this Thursday. Dancing off the bag is Martinez, and Workman will fire home nonetheless, and it's swung on and fouled back off of the mask slash equipment of Jose Herrera. Jose seems to be okay back there, and it's a 1-1. Got him right on the mask, hockey goalie-style mask, and the home plate umpire, Paul Clemens, will dust off the dish and give Jose some time to collect himself. One ball and one strike. The 1-1, and a swing and a fly ball to left center field. Duzenak, Fletcher, Tucker, and it's going to be Tucker who had the most difficult angle, and now he'll throw to second, but back safely is Orlando Martinez. Cole Tucker was ambling out there, and I thought for sure it was either going to be Duzenak or Fletcher, but Tucker went out there, and Tucker had an awkward angle. He was angled to his left and then kind of crouched down, got into a squat as he made that catch, and then fired to second base, but to Martinez, again, back standing. And with two away, back to the top of the order, and Jake Palamaki, who has not been retired tonight. He's 3-for-3. And he's the only B that still has not been retired. He bats with Orlando Martinez at second base. And two outs, and the Bees leading 5-2 after adding a run here in the sixth. The pitch is swung on and missed, a tardy swing from Palamaki. And it's nothing in one on an elevated 91-mile-an-hour fastball. The 0-1, and it's outside, one ball and one strike. Pitch is a strike on the inside corner, and now 1-2. Evening settling in a little bit more here in Salt Lake. You can still see the Wasatch Mountains, but it's a very deep shade of blue to the sky now. There's the 1-2, and it is swung on and looped toward the stands down and left, and that's exactly where it winds up. One ball, two strikes. Workman's 1-2 is just off the outside. Just missed, and it's even a 2-2. He tried a fastball, and missed by a hair. Two balls and two strikes. And a swing and a miss, and Workman went upstairs with a fastball at 92 to collect his second strikeout of the inning. And for the first time, Palamaki is retired tonight. He's 3-for-4. But the Bees added their lead. They get one run on two hits, back-to-back doubles to start the inning. Harrison and Martinez, no errors, and one man stranded. Now to the seventh. It's getting late for the Aces, who trail 5-2 on the Aces Digital Network.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy." Or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original. Original.
Number 24, Jake Kalish.
We will have a battle of the Jakes as a new pitcher for the Bees. It's Jake Kalish. And he'll face Jake Hager to begin the top of the seventh inning. The Aces trailing 5-2. And Kalish, the southpaw, works off the third base side of the slab, turns and delivers. And that pitch misses inside and kicks off the glove of Mulrine and to the backstop. So another strong outing for Davis Daniel. That's four in a row for him that have been very strong outings after, again, he got lit up by the Rivercats on August 9th. Now four quality outings in a row. That pitch is up high, and it's two balls and no strikes. Daniel retired the last seven batters that he faced. Kalish with the pitch, and Hager a swing and a shot through and a left and a base hit through the 5-6 hole. Wong and Palamaki watch that ball go by. And Jake Hager has the sixth aces hit of the game and his first of the night. And now Jose Herrera. Davis Daniels, six innings. He allowed two runs. They were both earned and both scored in the second inning. Five hits allowed by Daniel. 1 walk and 3 strikeouts. And that pitch to Jose Herrera in for a strike. It's nothing and one. The center fielder, Dylan Thomas, is slightly towards right. Outfielders at normal depth. Two on either side of second. The infielders at double play depth with the exception of Gatewood, who holds the runner at first, Hager. Here's the pitch from Kalish and a swing and a miss. Off-speed away. And it's nothing and two. Kalish originally drafted by the Royals in the 32nd round. 969th overall pick in 2015 out of George Mason, and has not seen big league time. Herrera, the switch hitter, batting right-handed against the lefty Kalish. And a pitch, and it's swung on and missed. And Jose Herrera down on strikes. A slider gets him. And that's the first time Herrera's been retired. And the first out recorded by Kalish is a strikeout of Jose Herrera. And now Camden Duzenac, who's 1-for-2. Duzenac with an RBI single. His first time up in the second, he popped out to short. His last time up. Elvis Piguero warming for the Bees. Caleb Berger for the Aces in the respective bullpen. That pitch is outside, ball one. The 1-0, and a swing and a sharp ground ball. Pass the backhand try of Wong and up the left field line. That's headed for the corner. Hitting third base is Hager. He's being sent around by Mark Reed. The ball still being dug out, and into third base with an RBI triple goes Camden Duzenac. We can't see down the left field corner, but it wound up deep in the corner, and Moniak, I don't know if he had a hard time digging it out or if he just had a long pursuit. Again, we can't see down there. It's a blind spot. Moniak disappearing from our line of sight, and Hager easily able to score from first base, and Duzenac into third standing with a triple. So the Aces are within two now. And for Camden Duzenac, that's his first triple of the season. And that's going to be it for Kalish. So Lou Marson out of the dugout, and looks like he wants to go to Piguero, the right-hander. And that'll mean that Cole Tucker will bat left-handed. If they do make the move, Lou Marson has not made the move yet. But usually when he comes out, it means it's the hook. Home plate umpire going out now, and makes the call to the pen. So Piguero will be the new Salt Lake pitcher, and we'll tell you more about him when we come back after this call to the bullpen break. With Camden Duzenac at third base, only one out, so the Aces still have an opportunity to make an out and get a run in. Trailing by two runs, it's the Bees 5 and the Aces 3 in the top of the seventh, and we're back after this call to the bullpen break on the Aces Digital Network.
Life. It's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, But spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
At Firehouse Subs, we make our subs differently because our subs can make a difference. Like our spicy Cajun chicken sub with sliced, grilled Cajun seasoned chicken breast, melted pepper jack cheese, house-made Cajun mayo and jalapenos, all on a toasted sub roll. Order online or on the app to have your subs ready for pickup or delivery. Only at Firehouse Subs. Participate in U.S. locations.
New pitcher for the Bees is Elvis Peguero, and Peguero enters with Jake Hager having just scored on a Camden Dusenak RBI triple. Dusenak is at third base, and Cole Tucker in the batter's box hitting left-handed, and the pitch is taken up and away, ball one. Tucker in a spot here where he's trying at the very least to make contact and get Dusenak home from third. The infield is swung to the right, and they are playing in. Here's the 1-0, and a swing and a miss, and now 1-1. Like a cutter that time from Peguero. One ball and one strike. The third baseman, Keen Wong, is standing right next to the bag. Again, three to the right of second, the infield in. The pitch swung on, foul, tipped at the plate. And it's now 1-2. So Peguero inherits a base runner. Kalish goes a third of an inning and gives up two hits. No walks and one strikeout. And he's still responsible for Dusenak at third. Here's the pitch, and it is low and inside. Two balls and two strikes, and Tucker trying to claim that it hit him. And Cole Tucker wants him to talk about it, and home plate umpire, the crew chief, Paul Clemens, is going to gather his teammates together, and they're going to talk about it on the grass to the left of the pitcher's mound. We haven't seen a replay yet. This would obviously be huge. It would bail Tucker out of a two-strike count. I just don't know who would have had a better look than the home plate umpire. And they're going to say that Tucker did not get hit. And Gil Velasquez is out there and saying, hey, you know, my guy said he got hit. What am I supposed to do about it? I'm going to tell you that my guy said he got hit, and the umpires got together. And again, I think that's the right thing to do there, is that swung on and tapped foul, first base side. I just can't fathom one of the umpires stationed at the corners having any better look at it than the home plate umpire, Paul Clemens. Two balls, two strikes. And here's the pitch. And Tucker takes low and inside. And he's worked a full count, so this is a good at-bat here by Tucker. Luplo is on deck. And again, Tucker trying to get a piece of one, put it in play, and get the aces a run closer. It's 5-3 Bees. Dusenak at third base with only one out. And here's the pitch. And Tucker takes up and away, ball four. So Cole works a terrific at-bat. Was behind in the count and scraps his way aboard, and Jordan Luplo comes up next. And Luplo 1-for-3 with a single in the third inning. Luplo's been a one-man wrecking crew of late. So the shift on for Luplo, three to the left of second. So the right side is wide open with the first baseman Gatewood holding Tucker. And a pitch. And Luplo's got to get hit in the back. Luplo got hit in the back, and he chucks the bat off to the side. And now Luplo and Peguero are kind of going back and forth. Luplo obviously just frustrated in a moment. And the first baseman Gatewood coming over to hold Peguero back. And the first base umpire escorting Luplo up the line. And Mark Reed Knew exactly what was happening. Reeder came down the third baseline, and that's just an instance there where Luplo is frustrated. I mean, wore it in the ribs. So he wasn't trying to get into it with Piguero. He was just in a moment where he was upset, and you can understand he was in some pain. Well, that loads the bases. And that'll bring pitching coach Jairo Cuevas to the mound to try and settle Elvis Piguero. Piguero making his 30th appearance, by the way, with the Bees, a 3.25 ERA. 36 innings, he has struck out 44 and walked 10. Allowed just 32 hits, so his numbers are pretty good. So the base is loaded with one out and Giancarlo Cintron, and Cintron 1-for-3. Cintron singled in the third. And this is a guy that the Aces, you figure, love to have up in this spot. A guy that has a ton of plate coverage and has a knack for putting the ball in play. The pitch swung on and missed. Not that time, though. That was an elevated slider, and it's nothing and one. Piguero, who came up with the Yankees, made his Major League debut last season with the Angels. 3 games in the big leagues. He's made 13 big league appearances with the Halos this year. As that pitch to Cintron is low and away, and it's one ball and one strike. It's Duzenac at third. He belongs to Kalish, who started this inning and faced 3 hitters. Tucker at second and Luplo at first. And here's the pitch. And a swing and a shot toward the middle. Off the glove of Piguero. He recovers on the right side of the infield, throws to first. It's in time to get Cintron, but a run will score. That was a liner back through the air to Piguero, and he stuck his glove on it but couldn't squeeze it. And a huge break for the Aces, because that was kind of there for the taking for Piguero. I'm not saying it was an easy play, but Piguero stuck his glove down and just could not quite get the ball in the glove. Of course, had he done that, he would have had that unproductive out, maybe a shot to get two. But the ball ricocheted off his glove, and it's a 1-3 put out and an RBI for Cintron, and it's now 5-4 as that pitch misses low, ball one to Dominic Fletcher. So Duzenac scores, and that closes the book on Kalish, who allows 2 runs in a third of an inning. That pitch is in for a strike, and it's 1-1, and now it's Tucker at third and Luplo at second with 2 outs, and a base hit could give Reno the lead here. The 1-1, and it's off the outside, now 2-1. Top of the 7th inning, the Bees 5 and the Aces 4. Fletcher has been eerily quiet tonight. He's lined to third, fly to left, and struck out swinging. The 2-1, and a swing and a pop-up third base foul territory, and that will drift out of play. So 2-2 on the way to Fletcher. Here it is. And a swing and a fly ball lifted to left center field. Moving to his left is Moniak, and he's there, and he makes the catch, and that ends the inning. So Fletcher is 0-4. The Aces do some work, though, in the top of the 7th inning. They get 2 runs to get to within a run. 2 runs on 2 hits, no errors, and 2 men left stranded in scoring position. It's time to stand and stretch here at Smith's Ballpark. We head to the bottom of the 7th in a good one. The Bees 5 and the Aces 4. Caleb Berriger, the new pitcher. We get to the bottom of the 7th after this tune on the Aces Digital Network.
The summer wind came blowing in from across the sea. It lingered there to touch your hair and walk with me. All summer long we sang a song And then we strolled that golden sand. Two sweethearts and the summer wind. Like painted kites, those days and nights, they went flying by. The world was new beneath a blue umbrella sky. Then softer than a Piper Man, one day it called to you. I lost you.
Caleb Berger, the new pitcher for the Aces, takes over from Blake Workman. And Workman goes one inning. He gave up two hits. They were back-to-back doubles to start that sixth inning to Harrison and Martinez. And those hits yielded one run. No walks and two strikeouts for Blake Workman. And now Berger will deal a called strike, and it's nothing and one to Keen Wong. Berger into his motion and the pitch, and Wong swings and pops it up. Shallow left field, Duznak coming in, head tilted toward the sky, and Duznak, the left fielder, makes the catch for out number one. And now Mickey Moniak in his first game on rehab. He's 0 for 3 to this point, has flied out once and grounded out twice, both ground outs to the right side. Berger making his 37th appearance, his 36th in relief, 2-1 with a 5.79 ERA. 37 and a third innings, he has allowed 24 earned runs on 38 hits, 24 walks, 41 strikeouts, and a swing and a high drive. That is way back, and that is up to the light towers. Wow, what a prodigious shot by Mickey Moniak. My goodness. Well, this guy was drafted 1-1 in 2016, and with that type of power, you can understand why. That was ridiculous. That one was up by the light towers. That was a poke off the bat of Moniak. And a huge run for the Bees, and a deflating moment for the Aces, who are looking for a shutdown inning as that pitch is inside ball one. Here's the pitch, and it is off the outside. And it's one ball and one strike. See if we can get a distance on that. That pitch is swung on and lifted to right field. And this is going to be Luplo, who is squared up and makes the catch for out number two. So Stefanik, who has two RBI doubles, is now 2-for-4. And Dylan Thomas coming up next. Oliver Ortega is getting loose in the Salt Lake bullpen. And the pitch is outside ball one to Dylan Thomas, who's 0-for-3. So now Dylan Thomas and Jake Gatewood, the only two Bs that have yet to reach base tonight. A swing and a foul off to the left. And it's 1-1. Salt Lake 6 and Reno 4. After that Moniak home run, stunning shot out to right. Here's the 1-1. And that pitch is in for a strike, and now it's 1-2. The Bees have played the Aces tough this season. Aces are 13-11 versus Salt Lake. The 1-2. And a swing and a line drive right field. That'll be a base hit. They had him shifted, but to that time, Dylan Thomas going straight to the outfield, and he dumped it toward the alley in right center where it's retrieved and cut off by Luplo. So Thomas is aboard for the first time. The inning continues, and Monte Harrison coming up, who's 2-for-3 with a single and a double and two runs scored. So now only Gatewood has yet to reach for the Bees. Everybody has a hit except for Jake Gatewood. Here's the pitch. And it is a strike on the inside corner. Nothing and one to Harrison. The 0-1, and that is a ball missing off the inside. A check swing was appealed, and no, said Ben Sontag, the first base umpire. One ball and one strike to the right-handed hitting Harrison. The second baseman, Cintron, shaded toward the middle. And the 1-1. And a swing and a chop to the left side. Staying back, taking the second bounce is Hager. He'll throw to second for the fielder's choice, force of Thomas. That ends the inning. It goes 5-4. But one huge swing gets the Bees a run back. Mickey Moniak with a ridiculous shot. We'll try and get a distance on that. One run, two hits, no errors, and one left. And heading now to the eighth inning. Aces down to their last six outs. The Bees 6 and the Aces 4 on the Aces Digital Network.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
Oliver Ortega, the new pitcher for the Bees, as we anticipated. He had been loosening, as we mentioned, last inning. He takes over for Elvis Piguero, who went two-thirds of an inning. Piguero allowed an inherited runner to score, not a run of his own. He gave up no hits. He walked one and hit a batter. And Piguero did not record a strikeout. So here's Ortega, and that pitch is low to Seth Beer, who's 0-for-3. Seth has lined out to second on a nice play made by Stefanik back in the second inning. He's grounded into an inning-ending double play, and he's flied to left in the pitch. Swung on and shot hard and past the glove of the diving Keen Wong. It was Wong there in the shift to the right of second. Palamaki had stayed on the left side, and Wong had it just glance right off his glove. Wong was full extension. The ball just glanced off his glove. He was not going to have a play. But Wong did well just to make contact with that ball. And Seth Beer finally finds a hole and gets himself a hit. And the Aces will start with a runner on here in the eighth inning. Late inning magic has been a thing for Reno. And let's see if Cedeno wants a big moment. He swings and shoots one to the left, a base hit. So Cedeno's first triple-A hit is a single pulled to left. He's aboard for the second time. And now the Aces have two on with nobody out, and Reno's starting to cook here in the eighth. And here comes Jake Hager, who's had a flair for the dramatic of late. Hager is 1-for-3 tonight. He singled and scored last inning in the seventh. So Oliver Ortega up onto the high wire all of a sudden. And they're going to pitch run for Cedeno. So Buddy Kennedy will pinch run as, he represents a possible tying run. It gives him some more wheels over there at first, although we did see Cedeno score from first on a double earlier by Herrera, but that was with two outs. It's a different spot here. Pitch on the way is in the dirt and stopped nicely by Molrine, the catcher. So, again, Kennedy pinch running here in the eighth inning, and that's a straight switch for the DH. Let me know what defensive consequence to Kennedy pinch running in this spot. Beer at second and Kennedy at first. First baseman Gatewood tight to the infield grass, and the 1-0 is swung on and chopped to the left side and past the diving shortstop Palamaki in a left for a base hit, and it'll go up one station. Beer, who's not very fast, will hold at third, and the Aces have the bases loaded with nobody out, And Jake Hager, his second hit of the game. He's 2-for-4. So Beer to third, Kennedy to second, Hager at first, and now Jose Herrera with an ace at every base and nobody out in the top of the eighth inning. Reno trailing 6-4. But here they come. Oliver Ortega making his 18th appearance of the season. 3 to the right of second. And Ortega steps off the slab. Now the pitch, and Herrera takes a called strike, and it's nothing and one. Herrera in from the left side, the switch hitter against the righty Ortega. There's the 0-1 and a swing and a foul to the backstop, and now nothing in two. So let's see if Jose Herrera can scrap here behind nothing in two. Camden Duzenac in the on-deck circle. The center fielder, Dylan Thomas, is slightly towards left. 3 to the right of second. And here's the pitch, and a swing and a shot to the left side, and that's through for a base hit. Herrera finds a hole in the left side. One run is in as Beer scores, and here comes the tying run with Kennedy, the pinch runner. And Jose Herrera on an 0-2 pitch finds the hole in the left side of the infield. They had the shift on to the right. Herrera shoots it the opposite way past the third baseman, Wong. And that pitch got a fat part of the plate. And that was a two-strike mistake there by Ortega. So four straight singles for the Aces here in the eighth, and they have tied it at 6. And that takes Brandon Fott off the hook, so Fott will not lose his first Triple-A game tonight. And the catcher, Mulrine, out to the mound to chat with Oliver Ortega. So Hager at second, Herrera at first after a game-tying single. And still nobody out, and here's Duzenac, who's had a great night. 2-for-3 with two ribby hits, a single in the second, a triple in the seventh. Two on either side of second. First baseman Gatewood shallowed up, and Duzenac flashes a bunt, pulls it back, and takes outside ball one. Let's see if they keep the bunt on. Here's the pitch, and Duzenac does show bunt, pulls it back, and takes a 95-mile-an-hour fastball down and in. One ball and one strike. Oliver Ortega, 2-0, a 4.87 ERA coming into this one. 20 and a third innings, he had allowed 11 earned runs on 23 hits. 8 walks, 22 strikeouts. He's allowed 2 runs on 4 straight singles here in the 8th. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a liner right field, and that's going to get down, and be extra bases. It rolls to the wall. Hager scores. Herrera's chugging for third. Herrera's being waved home. He will score. Duzenac into third, and it's his second triple of the game. His second triple in as many innings, and he drives in 2 runs and gives Reno an 8-6 lead here in Salt Lake. Camden Duzenac, who was flashing bunts, instead lines a triple up to the right field corner. A pitch away, and Duzenac takes it the opposite way. Hager and Herrera both score, and Reno has risen here in the top of the eighth inning to score 4 runs, and there's still nobody out. Duzenac at third, and in from the left side, it's Tucker, who has a half-hearted wave and a miss, and it's strike one. How about the Aces in the late innings this last week? And they've taken the show on the road. Camden Duzenac, 2 triples. A swing and a ground ball foul, first base side off the dugout, and it ricochets down into the Bees bullpen. Tucker in from the left side, the switch hitter, and the pitch is swung on and looped toward right field, and that will be caught by Martinez. Tagging coming home is Duzenac. The throw in will not be in time. It's a headlong sprawled across the dish for Camden Duzenac, and a sack fly for Cole Tucker in an RBI and a 9-6 Reno lead. That was a frozen rope off the bat of Tucker. Thought it might sit for him. Kind of a looping liner, if you will. And Martinez coming in and had a head of momentum toward the infield. But still, that throw not in time. Duzenac read it beautifully, and Ortega walks off the mound. And it'll be a new pitcher for Salt Lake. I did not get a chance to see who it is, but that had to feel really quick there for Oliver Ortega. That all happened fast with five straight hits and then a sack fly. And for the Bees, it's like it's going to be Kyle Bearclaw into the game. The Aces with a five spot here at the top of the eighth inning. And the base is clear and one out. Five runs have scored. It's Reno 9 and Salt Lake 6. And we're back after this call to the bullpen break on the Aces Digital Network.
The Reno Aces have the best entertainment deal for the summer. It's the Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package. You'll get 8 tickets to can't-miss games at Greater Nevada Field and 2 free buffets and a night stay at the Atlantis Casino.
Certain restrictions.
To get your tickets and perks, visit RenoAces.com under the Tickets and Promotions tab. The Atlantis Casino Resort Spa 8-game package at RenoAces.com.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it costs a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit RenoOrtho.com.
Kyle Bearclaw is the new pitcher for the Salt Lake Bees. Here in the eighth inning, the Aces have scored a handful of runs. Bases empty, one out, and Jordan Luplo the top of the order. And Bearclaw delivers, and Luplo swings and chops it to the left side. It kind of kicks off the lip of the infield grass, but it's fielded cleanly by Palamaki, who fires to first to get Luplo. And on one pitch, Bearclaw has one out and the second out of the inning. Oliver Ortega went a third of an inning, and he gives up five runs. They were all earned. Five straight hits to start the inning. The first four singles, and then Duzenac's second triple in as many innings. No walks and no strikeouts for Ortega, who is now on the hook to take the loss. And the pitch is low, ball one to Giancarlo Cintron. Cintron 1-for-4, a single in the third, an RBI ground out. His last time up, it wasn't really a grounded. It was the liner that kicked off the glove of Peguero and allowed a run to come in as that pitch is low and outside. It was a 1-3 put out, but it was not a ground out. It was, again, a line drive that kicked off of Peguero's glove. Two balls and no strikes to Cintron. Here's the pitch, and it is taken for a strike. It's 2-1. Well, this is just gutsy from the Aces. We talked about the rugged travel day today. These guys are exhausted. A lot of them been up since about 2:33 in the morning. And wouldn't you know it, late in the game when you figure maybe they're out of gas, five runs and seven over the last two innings. That pitch is off the outside, and it's 3-1. This team has some metal. Three balls and one strike to Cintron. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a chop foul off the facing of the third base dugout at a full count, 3-2. Now Cintron backs away. Center fielder Thomas is slightly towards right. And a pitch is swung on and missed. That was an off-speed pitch, and Cintron way out in front. So the inning is over, but the Aces send eight to the plate, and they get five runs on five straight hits, including Duzenac's second triple in as many innings. Also a two-run single for Jose Herrera. There were no B's errors and none left. And at the bottom of the eighth inning, the tides have turned. The Aces 9, the B's 6 on the Aces Digital Network.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Money talks. Unfortunately, it usually says things like, "Let's buy a dune buggy," or, "Sure, Daryl will pay us back. He's our brother-in-law." That's why there's cashback checking from Greater Nevada Credit Union. With cashback checking, every time you spend money, you earn money. So the only thing your money will say is, "When did you get so smart about money?" Cashback checking. Just another way Greater Nevada Credit Union helps more people live greater. Learn more at livegreater.com or your local branch. Federally insured by NCUA.
A new pitcher for the Aces, and it is right-hander Blake Rogers making his debut after being promoted from AA Amarillo. Rogers made 42 appearances as the closer for the Soddies. The pitch is swung on and fouled back. And it's one ball and one strike to Orlando Martinez. So Rogers, his Aces debut, his AAA debut, came up with the Padres. Here's the 1-1, and it is off the outside, now 2-1. The Aces with a five-run top of the eighth inning have taken a 9-6 lead. Reno plating seven runs over the last two innings. This is a stunning turnaround. That pitch is outside. And it's three balls and a strike to Martinez. Rogers takes over for Caleb Berriger, who is in line to get the win. Berriger gave up that home run to Mickey Moniak as it swung on and popped up. Third base foul territory. Hager gives it a look, but that's going to be back into the seats and out of play. By the way, only 434 feet on that home run for Moniak, but it looked a lot bigger than that. We were all talking about that, how it was only measured 434, but it got way up there. It was a towering shot, which is probably the reason why it looked like it was going to be maybe 460-something. That pitch is low and in, and Rogers walks Orlando Martinez to begin his tenure with the Aces. So, again, Berriger goes one inning. He gave up two hits, did not allow a run. No walks and no strikeouts. Rogers with Amarillo made 42 relief appearances, 4-4 his record, a 3.61 ERA. He had 13 saves. Here's the pitch, and it is a strike on the outside and nothing in one. In 47 and a third innings with Amarillo, 59 Ks, 20 walks. Allowed 38 hits in 47 and a third innings. And here's the pitch, and it's in tight and nearly hit Gatewood. And it's 1-1. Gatewood jumping back out of the way. Gatewood's had no dice tonight. 0-3 with three strikeouts. The only Salt Lake player that has not reached base. Only one without a hit. Rogers out of Oklahoma by way of Cisco Junior College and Lyon College. The pitch is going to be a strike swinging. A throw down to second as the runner goes, and out at second base is Martinez. Well, Cintron didn't really stick the tag, but the glove grazed the body of Martinez as he went sliding by. So it looked a little bit wonky, but the throw was put right there by Herrera. And Cintron had to kind of go get it, and what a nice lunge by Cintron there to get the tag on. Here's the pitch, and it is low and outside, so a caught ceiling goes 2-4, beg your pardon. There's the 2-2, and it is off the outside, 3-2. It does beg the question now. I mean, you're down by three runs here in the eighth inning, and those base runners become precious. And you're one base runner away from having the tying run come to the plate. The 3-2 is swung on and missed, and down on strikes goes Gatewood, who strikes out for a fourth time. And with two away, Anthony Morine coming up. For Orlando Martinez, that is just the fourth attempt that he's had trying to steal, and he's been caught three times. And again, that's just a flawed strategy there, in my opinion. Can't be stealing there. The pitch is swung on and fouled back, and it's nothing and one. I mean, at this point, if you're the Bees, you're not playing for one run. You're playing for three. But the Aces will happily take it. Here's the 0-1, and it's off the outside. One ball and one strike to Morine, who had an RBI single in the fourth. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a miss, and now 1-2. One ball, two strikes. And here's the pitch. And a swing and a miss. And Blake Rogers, after walking the first batter in his first AAA inning, benefits from a caught ceiling and then gets back-to-back strikeouts to face the minimum in the bottom of the eighth. No runs, no hits, no errors, and none left. As the Bees kind of ran themselves out of that inning, we head to the top of the ninth. And it's 9-6 Aces on the Aces Digital Network.
Pizzeria Lupo, Reno's first pizzeria to serve Detroit-style square pan pizzas. You can find them alongside their New York-inspired round pies, smoked jumbo chicken wings, salads, and soft-serve ice cream. Choose from one of their masterfully crafted signature pizzas or create your own. Order ahead online at pizzerialupo.com and find them in Reno's Midtown District at 190 West California Avenue.
Slide into home plate and grab a slice of your favorite pizza at Mountain Mike's. For over 40 years, they've been making pizza the way it ought to be. Handmade with the freshest and finest ingredients. Dough made fresh daily and toppings to the edge. Reno fans, experience their legendary crispy curly pepperoni. Now with two locations on McCarran Boulevard and West 5th Street at Keystone. It's time to hit a home run at Mountain Mike's. Order online for delivery or carryout at mountainmikespizza.com or on their app.
At Super Chicks, we're super into chicken. We think it's just about the most perfect food in the world, and we wanted our recipes to celebrate all that perfection. So we did something drastic. We decided to keep it simple. We decided to bring you the last true chicken sandwich. Visit us in Sparks at North McCarran and Prater Way for fresh, never frozen chicken and frozen custard made daily. Open at 11 a.m. and on Sundays. Dang good chicken.
Grant Dayton is the new pitcher for Salt Lake. And Dayton, the left-hander, will face Dominic Fletcher, who's 0 for 4, and the pitch is swung on and missed, and it's nothing and one. Dayton takes over for Kyle Bearclaw, who went the final two-thirds of that to eighth inning, and Bearclaw retired the two batters that he faced, including a strikeout of Giancarlo Cintron. The ace is leading 9-6, and that pitch is low and away, and it's one ball and one strike. Fletcher, Beer, and Buddy Kennedy, who will bat for the first time. Kennedy entered as a pinch runner in that eighth inning. The pitch is swung on and fouled back, and it's now 1-2. Dayton making his 31st appearance with Salt Lake. No record of 5.76 ERA, 29 2/3. He's allowed 19 earned runs on 34 hits, 13 walks, 29 strikeouts. Here's the 1-2, and a swing and a foul ball lashed off the nets above the third base dugout. J.B. Wendelken is warming up in the ace's pen, so likely Wendelken when we get to the bottom of the ninth inning. The hits are even at 12 apiece, but Reno has a 9-6 lead. Pitch is in tight, and it's 2-2. Camden Duzenac, by the way, 12 for his last 19 now against Salt Lake pitching. It's nuts. Here's the 2-2, and a check swing, and he went around, says the third base umpire, Jonathan Bioretta. They appealed as the pitch came in just off the outside, and then they appealed the check swing, and I do believe that Fletch went around. So a tough night for Fletcher at the dish, 0 for 5 with a couple of strikeouts, and Dayton opens with a strikeout of Dominic Fletcher, and now Seth Beer. Grant Dayton, the sixth Salt Lake pitcher of the game. Here's the pitch, and a swing and a fly ball right center field. Moving to his left is Dylan Thomas, and he'll make the catch for out number two. So one pitch to retire Seth Beer, who's 1 for 5. And now Buddy Kennedy, who again is coming up for the first time. Kennedy entered as a pinch runner for Leandro Cedeno, who finished his AAA debut 1 for 3 with a single, a walk, 2 runs scored. I mean, Kennedy crossed home plate, but essentially that was Cedeno reaching. Kennedy in from the right side. The second baseman, Stefanik, shaded toward the middle, and Buddy looks at a called strike. Kennedy batting 267 in 78 games, 5 home runs and 33 runs batted in. The pitch, and Kennedy takes off the outside, and it's 1-1. For the Bees in the ninth inning, it'll be the top of their order, Jake Palamaki, Keen Wong, and Mickey Moniak. If anybody reaches, Michael Stefanik would be due. Again, Wendelken getting hot in the ace's pen. The 1-1 is swung on and lined foul off to the right, and now 1-2. The aces are going to sleep well tonight anyways, just because everybody's drained from the long day. But if they go on to win this game in this fashion, they will have really sweet dreams tonight. One ball and two strikes. Here's the pitch, and it's up high, and it's 2-2. Here's the pitch, and a swing and ground ball pulled foul third base side. For injured bones, joints, and muscles, skip the ER and head for Rock Express as the region's only physician-staffed walk-in orthopedic clinic. Rock Express provides expert care that's faster and more affordable than the ER. Visit renoortho.com. The pitch is swung on and looped toward the upper deck down the right field side, but that'll be a foul ball. Two balls and two strikes. And here's the pitch. And Kennedy takes strike three, called a fastball that dots the outside corner at 92. And Grant Dayton bookends a perfect ninth inning with strikeouts. And nothing across for the aces in the ninth. But Reno three outs away from a rousing win here tonight. And J.B. Wendelken enters to try and save it. As we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, it's the Aces 9 and the Bees 6 on the Aces Digital Network.
When Brooklyn hurt her arm, I knew there was no way she could sit through a long wait in the ER. Rock Express is the only orthopedic urgent care, which means they're experts in treating injured bones, joints, and muscles fast.
The whole thing took less than an hour.
And it cost a lot less than a visit to the ER.
Rock Express put me back together fast, and they can do it for you, too.
Rock Express, now in Reno, Sparks, and Carson City. Visit renoortho.com.
Don't let ouch ruin your day. Swift Orthopedic Urgent Clinic will get you the care and treatment you need when you need it. Swift accepts walk-ins and same-day appointments. Their orthopedic specialists are experienced in diagnosing and treating car accident or personal injuries, sports injuries, broken bones, strains and sprains, muscle pain, injured joints, and back and neck pain. With locations in Sparks and in Reno, relief isn't far away. Learn more at swifturgentclinic.com.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
J.B. Wendelken is the new Aces pitcher, and Wendelken takes over for the bottom of the ninth inning. It's been a long day, but it could be a sweet end of the day for the Aces if they can get three more outs here with this lead intact. Wendelken trying to save it for Caleb Berger, who would be in line to get the win. Berger was in there in the bottom of the seventh, and that preceded Reno's five-run eighth. So here's Palamaki, who's had a great night, 3-for-4, swings and lines one foul off to the left, and it's nothing and one. A nice AAA debut for Blake Rogers, who went one inning. He walked one. He walked Orlando Martinez, but foolishly, Martinez tried to steal second base and was thrown out. And so Rogers got two strikeouts after that, faced the minimum. Here's the 0-1, and a swing and a tapper and weakly to the right side. Charging is Cintron at a weird angle, fields and shovel passes to first to get Palamaki for out number one. Cintron was charging, and that ball, I think, kind of spun a little more to his left than he anticipated, so he had to reach out, collect it, and then give a shovel pass. He was at an angle to where he was not in position to make a routine, or I guess a traditional throw to first, so it looked a bit unorthodox. But they get it done, a 4-3 put out, and Keen Wong in from the left side, and the pitch is taken for a strike, and it's nothing and one. Wendelken has been very good, 5-0, a 3.86 ERA. This is 14th appearance. 16 2/3 innings, he's allowed seven runs on 11 hits, 7 walks, 22 strikeouts, and the 0-1 is in the dirt and heads to the backstop. It's one ball and one strike. Here's the 1-1, and a swing and a miss. Good zip on that fastball, some late explosiveness. 92 miles an hour would have registered. Looked a little bit better than that, and it's 1-2. Pitch, and it's swung on and fouled back to the screen. J.B. Wendelken is 2-of-4 in save tries. J.B. on the third base side of the slab. And a pitch is swung on and tapped up the first base side, but foul. Keen Wong, 1-for-4, an RBI single back in the first. Center fielder Fletcher is towards left. Here's the 1-2 on the way, and Wong swings and pops it foul back to our left out of play. Wong puts together some really tough at-bats. And right now, no exception. Mickey Moniak is in the on-deck circle. Moniak had the towering home run his last time up. Base is empty, one out. Reno leading 9-6. The hits even at 12 apiece. Neither team has committed an error. Here's the 1-2, and it is up and away. And it's two balls and two strikes. Tomorrow, the same time, 5:35 Pacific. Our pregame coverage on the radio, 5:25. Adam Semenaris will start for Salt Lake. Not sure who it'll be for the Aces yet. The 2-2 is low and inside. And a full count now, three balls and two strikes. Well, you figure Wendelken is incentivized to come after Keen Wong here, and the most Wong can do is make it a two-run game. Wendelken certainly has challenge-type stuff. 3-2, and he did come at him. He swings as Wong and lifts it to right. Luplo's right there, and he makes the catch for out number two, and that's a great job by J.B. Wendelken. He threw him a 93-mile-an-hour fastball, and you can tell that Wong was geared up for it. But even when that's the case, it's still tough to square it up. And even had Wong squared it up and hit it out of the park, worst-case scenario for Wendelken, you're talking about a two-run game, much better than giving him a free pass in this spot. And now the Bees are down to their final out. Here's the pitch. And a swing and a line drive, center field moving in into his right. Fletcher, and it hangs up for Dominic Fletcher, who makes the catch. And what a win tonight for the Aces, who score seven runs between the seventh and eighth innings, five runs in the eighth. And on a day where the Aces have been up for, some of these guys maybe more than 24 hours, just a rugged day of travel. When it looked for time like we might not make it here in time for the game, the Aces pull one out with seven late runs and surge to a 9-6 win. Nothing across for the Bees in the bottom of the ninth inning. That is a big-time, impressive win, gutsy win for the Aces tonight. Our final totals here from Smith's Ballpark. The Aces, 9 runs, 12 hits, and no errors. The Bees, 6 runs, 12 hits, and no errors. The winning pitcher, Caleb Berger, who's now 3-1. The losing pitcher, Oliver Ortega, who's now 2-1. And for J.B. Wendelken, his third save. We will have the official time of the ball game and the paid attendance coming up on the post-game portion of our broadcast, coming up next from Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. Again, our final score tonight, the Aces 9 and the Bees 6. We're back with a post-game next on the Aces Digital Network.
Ready to try something new, healthy, and original? Come visit Salad Works at 5150 May Ann Avenue. With over 60 fresh ingredients to choose from, you can create a salad as original as you are or enjoy our soups, signature sandwiches, wraps, panini melts, or warm grain bowls. We're even fueling kids' originality with kids' work meals. So don't miss the fun, freshness, and flavor at Salad Works. Sign up for Salad Works Rewards to become an exclusive member and receive a free salad at sign up. Salad Works. Be original.
Life, it's not always sunshine and rainbows. It can be tough, but spoiler alert, there's no perfect time to live greater. People in Nevada, it's time to do more than you've done before. Maybe buy a home in Carson City, start a business in Reno, or retire to a cabin in the Ruby Mountains. With help from Greater Nevada Credit Union, you can do anything. It's a matter of fact. Live greater. It's go time.
Start at livegreater.com. Federally insured by NCUA.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and take the afternoon off to binge-watch anything. Or go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting? Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain cold refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Welcome back inside Smith's Ballpark here in Salt Lake City, Utah. Zach Beirutti, glad to have had you with us tonight on the Aces Digital Network. This has gone final, and the Aces should be really proud of this win. This was not an easy day at all to be a member of the Aces traveling party. Again, we were stuck at the Reno Airport for about 6 hours this morning, with the plane having some engine issues. Finally, we're able to get in the air. And by the time we got to Salt Lake, all we had time to do was get to the hotel, throw the bags down, come to the ballpark. There was no work on the field. It was pretty much just show up, get stretched out, and go have at it. And wouldn't you know it, when you figure the Aces would be their most exhausted late in the game, that's when they surge. Reno scored 7 runs between the 7th and 8th innings, 5 runs in the 8th on their way to a 9-6 win over the Bees. And let's get you started with our final game totals. The Aces, 9 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They left 5. The Bees, 6 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They left 6. The winning pitcher, Caleb Berger, now 3-1. The losing pitcher, Oliver Ortega, now 2-1, and J.B. Wendelken, his third save. In a game that took 2 hours and 36 minutes, the paid attendance, 4,289. 4,289, the announced paid crowd here at Smith's Ballpark. Well, let's take you back through it. And the Bees would score first in the bottom of the first inning. Back-to-back hits off of Brandon Fott, who allowed hits to 3 of the first 4 batters that he faced. Palamaki singled, stole second. Keen Wong singled to drive him in. He stole second, and then 2 batters later, Michael Stefanik, an RBI double, and Stefanik's RBI double scored Wong and gave the Bees a 2-0 lead. But the Aces countered in the top of the second and tied it with 1 out. Leandro Cedeno in his first AAA at-bat drew a walk, and then 2 batters later, Jose Herrera, an RBI double to right center, and then the next batter, Camden Duzenac, who had a monster night, an RBI single to right. That scored Herrera the first of 4 ribbies for Duzenac. And we were tied at 2. And that is where it stayed until we got to the top of the third, or the bottom of the third, I beg your pardon. The Bees would get the lead back and get their third run of the game. And it came with 2 outs. Palamaki led off that inning with a double. And then after back-to-back outs recorded by Fott, he gave up a 2-out RBI double to Michael Stefanik. And that gave Salt Lake a 3-2 advantage. And the Bees would start to widen their lead in the fourth inning. A leadoff single by Monte Harrison, who stole second and third and scored on an RBI single by Anthony Mulrine. And Mulrine's RBI single would make it 4-2. And that was the last run given up by Fott, who would set down the last 4 batters that he faced. Fott, not his best outing in AAA, but he has spared the loss. He went 5 innings. He allowed 4 runs, all earned on 8 hits. No walks and 8 strikeouts. And again, the strikeout numbers were there. It's not like he was getting roped, but they were just finding some holes. And Fott with a no decision tonight. So the Bees would lead it 5-2, and then the Aces got back in the top of the 7th inning. After Davis Daniel, the Bees starter, went 6 innings, allowing 2 runs on 5 hits, 1 walk, 3 strikeouts. Jake Kalish came on to start the 7th. Kalish gave up a leadoff single to Jake Hager. 2 batters later, Camden Duzenac, an RBI triple to left. The first of 2 triples for Duzenac in as many innings, and that RBI triple would make it 5-3, and then in came Elvis Piguero. Out went Kalish, in came Piguero. He walked Cole Tucker and then hit Jordan Luplo in the back with a pitch. So the bases were loaded for Giancarlo Cintron, who hit a liner back toward the mound, and Piguero was not able to squeeze it. The ball ricocheted off his glove and off to the first base side of the infield. Piguero recovered, got the out at first, but Duzenac was able to score. That drew the Aces to within a run, made it 5-4. Kalish charged with both of those runs in a third of an inning. He allowed 2 hits, no walks, and 1 strikeout. The bottom of the 7th inning, Caleb Berger in to try and find the shutdown inning, and with 1 out, he gave up a home run, a towering shot to Mickey Moniak on the Major League Rehab. That was his only hit of the night, out to the light towers and right. And that felt like it might be kind of a devastating blow for the Aces. It made it 6-4, and it just felt a little deflating at the time. But that was the only run given up by Berger. So we went to the top of the 8th inning. It was 6-4, and boy, would the Aces open it up. 5 hits in a row off of Oliver Ortega. Beer singled. Cedeno singled. His first AAA hit, they pinch ran for him with Buddy Kennedy. Hager singled. And then Jose Herrera came up with the bases loaded, fell behind 2 strikes, and then got a 2-run single the opposite way. A meaty pitch left out there by Ortega on 0-2, and Herrera hit it the other way, scoring Beer and the pinch runner Kennedy, and that tied the game at 6. And the Aces weren't done, because Camden Duzenac, 12 for his last 19 versus Salt Lake pitching, would hit an opposite field triple to the right field corner, a 2-run triple that gave Reno an 8-6 lead and knocked Ortega, or did not knock Ortega from the game. He stayed on to face Tucker, who had a sac fly to right that scored Duzenac. At that point, Ortega was lifted after it was a 9-6 ball game. Ortega went a third of an inning, gave up 5 runs, all earned on 5 hits, no walks, and no strikeouts. And that was all the Aces would need, that 5-run 8th inning, making it 9-6. The pitching took care of the rest. Blake Rogers would make his AAA debut in the 8th. He walked Orlando Martinez to start his outing, but foolishly, Martinez tried to steal his team down by 3 runs, and he got thrown out. And then Rogers able to settle in after that, got back-to-back strikeouts of Gatewood and Mulrine. And then J.B. Wendelken doing his thing with a 1-2-3 ninth. And the Aces with a very impressive come-from-behind win today in a game where they had to be exhausted. The Aces come away with a 9-6 victory. Our final totals again. Reno, 9 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They left 5. Salt Lake, 6 runs, 12 hits, no errors. They left 6. The winning pitcher, Caleb Berriger, now 3-1. The losing pitcher, Oliver Ortega, now 2-1. J.B. Wendelken, his third save in a game that took 2 hours and 36 minutes. And the paid attendance, 4,289 here at Smith's Ballpark in Salt Lake City. Let's take a look at the out-of-town scoreboard. They're in the bottom of the 8th inning in Albuquerque. And it is El Paso all over the Isotopes, 14-3. Albuquerque, 3 runs on 10 hits. El Paso, 14 runs on 16 hits in that ballgame, and they are in the bottom of the 8th. In the top of the 7th in Sacramento, Vegas with a 5-1 lead on the Rivercats. But with the Aces winning this game tonight, their magic number is 12. And if somehow the Rivercats come back and win, the number would be 11 going into tomorrow. Finals, Round Rock over Sugarland, 4-0, a 2-hit shutout spun by Round Rock staff. And they gain ground on Oklahoma City. They gain a game because Tacoma defeats Oklahoma City 7-3. So that race is getting interesting in the East with Round Rock now trailing OKC by only a game. And that's the out-of-town scoreboard on this Tuesday, September 6, 2022. As far as what's to come tomorrow, same time, game 2 of this series, the Aces starter still to be determined. Adam Semenaris, a left-hander for the Bees, 1-3 with a 6.50 ERA. A 5:25 Pacific time pregame start and first pitch tomorrow here in Salt Lake City at 5:35 Pacific time. And we hope you'll join us for that. And that about does it for us tonight from Smith's Ballpark. Before I go, thanks so much to you, the fans, for tuning in. We do sincerely hope you enjoy each and every one of our broadcasts. I'd also like to thank the entire hardworking Aces front office staff for all that they do. And a special shout-out to Adam Nichols and Drew McDonald on the PR side. A.J. Grimm and Chase Groden run the social media. And for everybody else involved in bringing you Aces baseball, I'm Zach Beirutti. Saying so long from Smith's Ballpark. Once again, our final score tonight, the Aces come from behind. They beat the Bees 9-6. We'll see you back here tomorrow night, 5:35 first pitch Pacific time. Our pregame coverage on the radio at 5:25 Pacific. And we'll look forward to chatting with you then. Until then, enjoy the rest of your Tuesday night, and so long from Salt Lake City.